Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Checkity check, 1, 2, 3. Check, check, testing, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Checkity check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2,
Vince
check.
The
hey, Ghost. That's the ghost of Ghost. Ghost fucking hates Brony. He rage quit BPR because of Brony. Edition of Disorderly Conduct is entitled Late Night Brony Hate. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Earlier today, a war on the bronies was declared by a revitalized GNAA. And if you're not familiar with the GNAA, they are an old school, notorious troll organization. Of course, it stands for Gay Nigger Association of America. And they have apparently incited a cyber jihad against the bronies. And I have to tell you, I couldn't be more elated to see that. I know the GNAA has done some good work in the past, but this might be their crowning achievement. They certainly have inspired me, and hopefully you as well. We need to eradicate the interwebs of this disgusting phenomenon known as bronyism. It's a disease, and it's spreading like wildfire among our youth and middle-aged men. This is yet another symptom of the total pussification of the male population here in the United States. Now, I'm sure bronies are everywhere, but I can only attest to the bronyism I've seen unleashed here in this country. I've seen those BronyCon live streams. It's disgusting. These grown men congregating and geeking out on a fucking kids show for girls. It's not even for guys. Like if my son was like 10 years old, 8 years old, whatever, I would still have a hard time with watching My Little Pony. That's for fucking girls. My God. Anyway, apparently there's some folks on the internet that agree with me, and hopefully we'll get them on the air with us. Also, hey, bronies, if you're out there and you're listening, bring it on. Call in. Defend yourself. I like to think I have an open mind. I'm willing to be challenged on this. But go on. That's right, a non-sicko. A fucking test. You know what? I'd say bronies. Am I Patriot Gregging? Motherfucker. All right, I'm going to try to fix some shit here. I'm going to try to get things situated here, and I'll be right back with your calls. 347-826-7667. My mic is choppy as shit. Really? All right. Well, I'm going to see what I can do about that. Here, enjoy some music. Be right back.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Very nice. High five.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince Bay. Hopefully, I'm not Patriot Gregging, but please, by all means, notify me. I have been under. No, it's not an EBT connection. A little bit, really. Yeah, see, I'm getting periodic attacks from bronies. I've been under cyber attacks from bronies. Ever since this election, this BTR election, it's horrible now. All right, hang on. Yeah. So I've been under cyber attack from the bronies. I'm just going to let you suffer through the Patriot Gregging because this is what they do to me. This is why I'm so excited about the war on bronies, because they have been a thorn in my side for so long. I would love to see them eradicated. I honestly. Anyways, the Brony Holocaust. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. All right, so let's go down the chat board here. Say hello to everybody. Anon Sicko in the house. Blitzy in the building. BTR Administrator Moonman. Crypt Keeper. Desert Rose in the house. Desert Rose, the queen of BTR. Frosty Time with Danny. Ghost loves Obama. Now, Ghost loves Herman Cain. I don't know why. Hammurabi's Code. Jose Fustalin. Okay. Kevin Gallagher, Lele 9 Gag, Melissa 13, hello Melissa, Nine Whale, Pan the Man, Kinoga, Vert, what's up Vert, Wayna 1 Actual, X You Out, and several guest listeners. Good times. So, yeah, I've been under cyber attack by bronies ever since I got into this election with Goofy, because Goofy Bone is the leader of the Cholo Brony Nation, and he basically cheated to win the election with botnets created by his brony army. So, and they're the ones that are hitting me right now. They know I'm doing this show. So they're toast. So if you hear any Patriot Greggy, blame the bronies, all right?
Patriot Greg.
All right, fuck it. I'm going to turn the show over to you, the listeners, the callers. As long as you call in at 347-826-7667. I want to discuss this war on bronies and your thoughts on it. And we're going to go to the phone lines now, and I'm happy to welcome to the program Mr. Tyrone Jenkins. Welcome, Tyrone.
Yo, what up, Vince? What's good, man?
Well, you know, I was like I was saying, I was very elated earlier to see that that there's now a war being waged on the bronies. I think this is a long time in coming. It's long overdue, if you ask me.
And yeah, man, they get what they deserve though, because they ain't nothing but a bunch of little pussy ass bitch made niggas anyway. Ain't none of them get no goddamn pussy. Ain't none of them gonna get no goddamn pussy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we trying to kick them little bitch made niggas right off the internet. Because, see, they be spreading their little faggotry all over the internet and shit. So, yeah, we trying to do something about it. We've been sitting about on the sidelines just talking about, oh, look at these motherfuckers. They think they big and bad with their botnets and shit. But no, dog, we ain't gonna let that shit happen. We gonna take these motherfuckers down for real.
I like the sound of that, Tyrone. Tyrone, you're not in any way affiliated with the GNAA, are you?
Well, see, now I could say that I support them. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that I'm like literally with them. You know, I can't say, hey, I'm a member of GNAA. You know, I follow them on the Twitter or whatever. I talk to them in the little IRC, you know what I'm talking about. I can't say that I really ride with them nigga, though. But, you know what I'm saying, if they want to let me come up in with them, you know what I'm saying, I'll ride with them nigga. Them some hardcore nigga, though.
Right on, Tyrone. So tell us about you, the root of your hatred for the bronies.
Okay, so see, this is what happened was, all right, so I was over at my baby mama Shauna in them house. You know what I'm talking about, Shauna? Sorry, I'm drinking a 40-ounce right now. I got a little choke. But I was over at my baby mama Shauna in them house. And my little cousin, right, my little cousin, he was watching the TV. He had the cartoons on. He was watching the SpongeBob. And then he was watching that. And I left the room. I went to go get me some 40-ounce, come back. And then I look at the den. I see my little cousin them. He got the brownie show on the TV. He got the My Little Pony on. I said, Deontay, what you doing watching that? He talking about something. Oh, I'm a brony. I go on the internet. I'm a member of this organization. I'm a brony now. I tore his hide up, Vince. I got the belt. Tore his little hide up. He ain't a brony no more though. Tell you that right now.
Inspiring. You set him straight. That's fantastic. Right on, Tyrone. Well, Tyrone.
Yeah, but hey, Vince, I gotta go though. I gotta go pick up Sean and them from the club though. It's about 2 o'clock on my side, so I gotta go pick them up. But yeah, I just want to say my piece though. All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Tyrone. Anytime. You're welcome to call in anytime and get whatever you want off your chest.
Yo, nigga, for real.
All right. Peace out. There goes Tyrone Jenkins. Appreciate the call. Let's move along here. We're talking bronies. We're talking to the Brony Nation and the war on Brony Nation, as declared today by the GNAA. They are now waging a holy war against the bronies. And I think it'd be pretty easy for all troll organizations and the entire internet to galvanize behind this war on bronies, and they could easily be exterminated. I mean, we could take care of this in like a week. All right, let's go to more calls. I'm joined now by my good friend Shadow.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just trying to fight off Tony. Keep him at bay.
Your microphone's really cutting out, man. This cyber attack from the bronies is really, you know, really hindering your show right now. Do what?
But you tell us about your experience with bronies, and I'll be right back.
All right, cool. Well, you know, here in Daytona, we really don't have much, but we do have something called the Ocean Walk, kind of like our little popular hangout spot where, you know, we've got a movie theater and all that shit. Anyways, I was walking down there one day with a couple of my friends, and there's this dude dressed in a straight blue jumpsuit, and I mean like, you know, baby blue and all that. Dude's got dyed rainbow fucking hair. And he's just walking around, you know, basically fucking with everybody that comes in contact with him. I get up pretty close to the guy, trying to walk past him in order to get to the escalator, and he wants to turn around. And, you know, he wants to start talking to me and shit. And I said, look, man, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want anything to do with you. Get the fuck away from me. And this motherfucker looked me dead in the eyes and goes, do you have a moment for love and tolerance? And, you know, at this time I could see his front. And on his front he had a little picture of Rainbow Dash. you know, and he obviously he was dressed with the dyed hair and everything to look just like this guy. And the dude tried to hug me. And, you know, I took a step back, and he wanted to keep coming up. So I ended up punching him right in the fucking face. And, you know, he gets on the ground and starts crying and, you know, bitching up a storm. Oh, he hit me. It's a hate crime. You know, he's got a problem with the fan base and all this other crap. There was a cop. Watched the whole fucking thing. And, you know, I haven't really had much luck with the cops around here, but, you know, whenever I do, typically they're on my side. And the cop apparently had an issue with bronies as well. I mean, hated the motherfucker with a passion. Straight up looked at the kid, squatted down so that way he could get down pretty close to him when while the guy was on the ground, and just looked at him and said, "Like, if you don't get the fuck up out of here, I'm going to arrest your ass and toss away the fucking key." So I got to beat the crap out of one. You know, the kid wanted to sit there and bitch up the fucking storm talking about, you know, it's a hate crime and all this other shit. And it was just kind of, you know, gratifying to be able to just knock one of these motherfuckers on their ass. But, you know, we've got a couple of them here in Daytona, and they didn't have, like, an official BronyCon or anything, but they had a little miniature gathering. And me and a couple of my friends, we actively go hunt for these people now. Every time we hear that they're in town or we hear that they're organizing, they'll dress up like the furry people do. You know, with the little costumes and whatnot. They'll dye their hair and they'll wear, you know, certain shirts that, I don't know, match like the theme of one of the characters on the show or whatever. And, well, a couple of my friends actually went over to the Volusia Mall one day and they called me up and said, "Dude, you ain't going to believe this. There's about 30 motherfuckers over sitting over at the food court." And, you know, of course, I'm giddy to go. At the time, I lived like not even 10 minutes walking distance from the mall. I showed up there, and, you know, at the time, my friend worked as mall security, so, you know, kind of gave me the advantage of getting away with some shit. But we chased them all out of the food court. They decided to go run all the way down to Sears, and, you know, we follow them. And a couple of my friends grabbed a couple of, you know, little PVC pipes, and we literally chased them out of the fucking mall. I have never seen grown men over the age of 30 scream like little bitches before, but I tell you what, it is the funniest fucking thing on the planet. Vince, you there?
Yeah, I'm both here. I'm on speakerphone now.
Oh, hear damn. Me?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
All right. So yeah, I'm on, if you're just joining us, we're here with Shadow TXS, and we're talking about growing.
Yeah, man. I tried to understand, you know, where it is that they come from, as far as, you know, their whole defensive position about their show and their little culture. And you know, 4chan recently opened up /MLP, and you know, I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. I asked them some serious questions, you know, like why it is that, you know, a bunch of grown-ass men are trying to, you know, basically obsess over a show that was, you know, designed to target audience for little fucking girls. And, you know, they tried to, you know, present like some kind of a challenge, you know, watch an episode or two, whatever. Honestly, I don't see the appeal. You know, it's, the show seriously looks like it was designed for fucking kids. You know, it doesn't... The fact that we've got grown men watching this crap, dressing up, going out in public, you know, where little kids are, I mean, that's borderline pedophilia in my mind, and I've got a serious problem with it. You know, I mean, they want to try to preach that, you know, it's you know, just for us and blah, blah, blah. We're not trying to impose our beliefs on anybody. Well, when you kind of, it's like me when I paint my face and dress like a clown. You know, obviously when I'm walking out in public and it's not Halloween and I'm painted up like a fucking juggalo, yeah, that's going to turn some heads. It's going to, you know, I'm forcefully putting my opinion out there for everyone to see. You know, that's how I want to present myself. And, you know, not everybody agrees with it. In fact, a lot of people have a problem with it. Some people truly hate juggalos with a fucking passion. And you know what? That's cool. That's absolutely cool. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and try to touch people and crap in public and, you know, try to, you know, talk them into, you know, the beliefs of what it is that I do. You know, I've got no reason to put my hands on you unless you want to come at me. So, you know, I mean, it's just, I think they really got to go. And I'm all for the GNAA. You know, they want to declare war on bronyism. I'm right there with them. Just call me a gay nigger.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. I was very happy to see that. I'm getting a little feedback there, dude. Are you monitoring something through your
No, let me turn the volume down here. Sorry.
Yeah. Getting a little feedback here.
Is that
once
better?
Once again, folks, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. I'm going to bring on Hammurabi's code right now. If you're just joining us, we're talking about brony hate, and I've got Hammurabi's code on the line now. Hammurabi's code, are you there? Hello,
howdy.
Is this thing on? Hey,
yeah,
man.
It's on.
You're on with me and Shadow. What's up, dude? We're talking
not
bronies.
A lot. What's going on, Shadow? I heard you like to beat the shit out of bronies, you fucking fuck.
Yeah, you mad, bro?
Not at all. Fuck bronies.
I didn't think so.
Where's Danny at? Why isn't he in here on the brony talk?
Oh, he was, but he had to go and pick up his pretend girlfriend from the club.
Oh, right. Oh, he was Tyrone. That's right.
Are you logged into IRC right now?
I think I'm logged in, but I haven't been on it. I've been hitting up internet chicks and shit.
Read your scroll back, dude. He was logged in as Tyrone for a little bit, too.
Oh, Jesus.
There
he is. He's calling in first.
Yeah. Well, he got what he wanted. He got first.
So, Vince, can you tell me a little bit about the Goofy Bone brony backing?
Oh, yeah. Basically, how this worked out is there's a host on here on BTR named Ghost.
Yeah, and
Ghost is he's not doing his show right now because he's probably going to go into cardiac arrest because of the fucking bronies. But seriously, there would be like a ton of bronies all with their own botnets in his chat room like every day. Like, you know how my chat room, you look at it, it says there's 36 users. Ghost
Shadow, go
room.
Inside.
Yeah, I'm heading outside right now. Shut up.
I'm going to mute you again, dude. Get that on lockdown. At least he's being courteous. He's smoking his blunt outside or whatever he's doing. Smoking his crack, meth. God
he
knows
jacks
what this
off
juggle.
Outside. I've seen it.
God knows what those jugglers do. But you know things are bad, you know, when a juggalo thinks, like, something's crossed the line. You know, that to me was a really telling sign. It's like, if a juggalo can be offended by this, it needs to be eradicated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I personally don't, I don't know where the MLP obsession came from. You know, seeing vaginas on flying fucking horses is, you know, pretty interesting. I don't know how you sexualize a child toy, but sure as shit, people have managed. Outside of that, is Ma into bronies? Because, you know, the whole, her avatar on Twitter.
Yeah, she's always got the rainbow theme. That's kind of fruity brony-ish.
Yeah, is Seiko going to call in tonight? Maybe defend her good name?
Yeah. They actually, Seiko and Melissa admitted openly in the chat room that they associate with bronies. That is suspect.
Yeah, that really is. Well,
oh my God.
Seiko and Chad is saying...
I think, you know what? I think maybe that Melissa and Sicko are closet bronies.
Yeah, I mean, he's defended them pretty hard in chat.
Yeah.
I understand fucking friendship is magic, but fuck, man, come on.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah, and you know what? I was in the green room with Shadow, and he was telling me there's actually a lot of members of Anonymous that are closet bronies.
Well, Geist is a brony, and
who is?
My Wonder Twin brother Geist is a brony.
Oh, yeah.
He's a closet brony, but he actually paints his bronies by hand, and his bronies are pretty fucking spectacular. So I'm not going to hate on him, but every other brony can go eat a bag of dicks. That's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
Plus, he's not, you know, an in-your-face brony. Nor do I think he's gay, and I think that's like a prereq for being a brony.
Yeah,
well,
no, I think he's pulling it off in an ironic fashion, and that's what scares me is that, you know, when I first heard about bronies, I thought, okay, I get it. Yeah, everybody's trying to be ironic. It's just, you know, it's like a big troll or a joke, whatever. But no, dude, I watched the fucking live stream of the goddamn convention, dude, and I wanted to fucking kill myself. I was like, this is fucking humanity right here. These guys are sitting around having like a 3-hour symposium on fan fiction. You know, grown men. We're talking like, I don't think anybody was like younger than maybe 20 in the room. You know, everybody was like 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Like, what the hell is going on with this fucking, I just can't fathom it. It doesn't seem real. It's surreal. It's almost like the show itself.
Yeah, it's incredible. I made an offhand comment about bronies and was threatened. I was told by some chick, like, you need to watch what the fuck you say about bronies, asshole. And I was like, holy shit, you're really passionate about bronies. And she's like, you don't even know, because there's some big fucking bronies who will not hesitate to throw down. I'm like, hey, well, it's a good thing I'm an anonymous, because ain't no bronies finding me. I, you know, and if they came, I'd be like, oh, you're into MLP. Good for you. You know, that's neat. I guess everybody's got a thing, you know. Mine's big tits. Yours is My Little Pony. Good for you. I don't know how anybody arrived at it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I could even, you know, on the basis level, I could empathize at some level with the juggalos, but the bronies, I just can't. There's just nothing there. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing? Like, I wouldn't even, like I said, like, I'd be concerned if my 5-year-old son was into My Little Pony. That would scare me. I would shit my pants.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. Maybe we should get some input from Shadow. Did you see your keeper in here tonight?
Well, no, we got a ton of callers. Stay right there. Shadow's here. But we'll check back in with Shadow in a second. I want to bring out some more callers. Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. FRD in the building. What's up, FRD?
Ben, did I miss it?
Miss what?
Are we hating on bronies?
Oh, that's
fuck
all we're doing.
Fuck
that's
those idiots,
thing.
Man. Those guys are fucking stupid. They got a fucking obsession with a goddamn child's toy. And I'm telling you what, man. You look at the goddamn attendances from the brony cons, man. The first one was 100. The second one was 300. The third one, 850. The fourth one was 4,000 of them cocksuckers all in one place. And the fifth one is taking place August 2nd through August 4th of 2013 at the Baltimore Convention Center in Baltimore, Maryland. We need weapons of mass destruction. We can wipe them off the planet, brother. They're all going to be in one place.
That's right. That's right. I can't put it. It's a brilliant idea.
Let's get them.
At the very least, we can spam them with some malware. Let's take some more calls, shall we? Who's this right here? Caller, you're unmuted now. You're live with Vincent the Bay, Fish Tank Shitter. I'm sorry, FRD, and Hammurabi's Code.
That one didn't happen to be me, was it?
That's you. Yeah, who are you? What's on your mind?
This is the GNNA.
Yes, hello.
Excellent. What's going on, GNNA?
We're currently flooding 6 or 7 different boards.
What the fuck is the GNAA?
The Gay Nigger Association of America.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, remember I had Tyrone on earlier? I thought he was a member, but apparently he's not, but he is a supporter.
Yeah, and we're always happy to have supporters.
Gnah, yeah, that's them. So what's on your mind tonight, Gnah? Are you the one behind the Twitter account that was tweeting out this war on the bronies?
Yes.
I want to commend you on this war that you've declared. If there's any support that we can provide here, please just let us know. And if anything, we've got a platform here for you to express your message and give us and maybe give us some background into why you want to wage this war on the bronies.
Well, first off, I would just like to say that we do have a list of... the other day, we released a fake torrent of My Little Pony Season 3, Episode 1. And as a result, we have a list of 200 IP addresses of bronies that we would be more than happy to provide.
Drop it in a paste.
Yeah, I think I tweeted it earlier today on the Gary Niger account.
Actually, we have a press release relating to the... War on Bronies that I just linked in the chat.
Yeah, that's the one. Frankly, it's been a bit late, but it's been hard to get the GNA all back together, in a sense. So we figured that Season 3 would be as good a time to start as any.
First question. You do not sound terribly gay or niggery. How are you the head of the association?
I am mulatto.
Okay, well, that definitely sounded gay. You win.
my gaydar went off on him right when he opened his mouth.
Oh, I'm sure it did, Vince. I'm sure it did.
Well, I live in the Bay. I mean,
it took him saying mulatto for me to hone in. I gotta tune in. I gotta dial in my gaydar a little better, I guess.
Frankly, we're just tired about all the bullshit they're talking about, how it's demolishing traditional gender roles and promoting love and friendship, when all it's really doing is feminizing grown men.
Oh, you take your brony shit serious, man.
Dude, they do. I'm reading their press release right now. Apparently, an elite team of GNAA Uber Nigger Super Soldier Commandos, each packing 9 to 11 inches of black power, stormed the DHX Media Vancouver headquarters under cover of darkness late last night to commemorate the release of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Season 3. These guys are serious.
That is indeed true.
Yeah, they're not fucking around, I suppose.
Hell no.
No, we aren't, and I think they've slowly been learning that throughout the day. We've destroyed Pony-chan, Derpy Buru, pretty much several different forums that they run.
Fim-chan. Several forms and image boards.
Yeah, we've been working for the past few hours nonstop.
Wow, that is some serious dedication to brony hate. I will give you that.
The brony on that site was taken offline for a good, I'd say, a 2 hours.
Is there a GNAA Twitter feed that we can follow to get updates and stuff?
Yeah, it's Gary_Niger.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see.
Such a day. I mean, there's
big
so
ups to big ups to Leon Kaiser. Tweeting out the show, tweeting to the show. Getting a lot of feedback on Twitter. Thank you, everybody, for the tweets. If you want to call in and get in on this, feel free to do so. We've got plenty of time to release all of the brony hate, and we've got a ton of callers. Let's see. Let's take another call. GNAA, you're welcome to stay on the panel as long as you like. but we got to take some more calls here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. All right.
I
want to
hear a few brownies.
Yeah, I'm hoping we're going to get some brownies to call in. And you know what? I was talking in the green room to shout out DXS, and I was saying, you know, I should have booked the show as like a pro brony show and just kind of lured them in that way.
We were cold in either way.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, they got their lasers pointed at me. That's why I'm calling in on my phone, is because I'm pretty sure I'm getting DDoS right now. But
I doubt any brony have the competence to do so.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
So
there's a couple.
They're likely using some kind of LOIC or other forms of script kiddie communication hacking tools.
They also have botnets, though.
Bronies can't botnet.
Bronie has a botnet. I doubt they have the competence to do so.
Dude, you got to see this poll that they destroyed us on. Let me see if I can pull this up. Let me see if I can find this poll here. I ran for Blog Talk Radio president.
Yes, Vince, see if you can pull up your poll real quick.
Yeah. You got to see this, what they did. Like, check this out. Go to this website.
I guarantee you it's one guy who knows, like, two or three things about Perl that did it.
Go there. Now, see, vote for me, because I think they're still tallying the votes. But after you vote for me, look at the printout. Now, Goofy Bone there, the new Blog Talk Radio president, won by a whopping, being like, he had 238,000 votes.
Oh, shit. The night I wrote my macro and kept that going, Vince was down by like 4,000. We got him into within like 3,000 before they noticed. And then inside of 5 minutes, Brony Boy Goofy Bone had like 4,000 more votes. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a botnet. It's probably like iMacro or something.
I don't know, man. I was doing iMacro, and it wasn't going that fast.
No, the only thing I can think of is he and a bunch of other people were doing it through VMs or some shit, because I mean, that shit stacked up so fucking fast, it was unreal. I gave up the next morning when I got up, and it was like 25,000 new votes.
Yeah, insanity. All right, let's. I'm gonna unmute Shadow. I think Shadow's done
nice.
Taking a leak or whatever he was doing out there.
Yeah, I was fapping into the ocean.
Cool.
Anyways, good to have the GNAA here, man. Real fan of you guys' work, man. Are they still on, or?
Yeah, we are.
They're still on.
Cool. So, is there anything that we could do to, you know, maybe help you guys out with this war on bronies? Because I'm totally down for that, and I'm off like 5 days a week.
People have been tweeting all day about how they really want to make this transition this into real life by attacking anyone with a brownie shirt, and I'm all for that.
I don't know if you heard earlier my little, you know, speech about my experiences with them. I'm down for bashing brownie skulls all day. I genuinely do not give a fuck, and neither does Daytona Beach Police Department.
I think online just spreading this on Twitter is good enough, because that seems to be a large cesspool full of bronies. And a neat way for them to communicate.
Yeah.
And the disruption of any and all brony communication is greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, there's also
only so much one or two of us can do.
Well, there's also places like on the internet, like obviously 4chan and Funny Junk and places like that, where bronies like to congregate and all that crap. You know, I mean, I really don't mind just sitting there and trolling the fuck out of them all fucking day.
4chan has historically been ruined by the GNAA as well, dating back to the early days of 4chan.
I kind of wish we had done that a bit harder, because we almost got shut down back in 2005.
Yeah, that is true.
God damn it, Shadow!
What?
Close your window, or your ass, or whatever is making all the wind.
Sorry, hold on. Hey, Hammurabi's mom, can you close your legs?
Faggot.
Sorry, all right, let's, guys, we got a ton of callers. We got a big switchboard lit up here, and I'm hoping that at least one of these calls is going to be a brony. So let's see who this is. Harry 28 man, what's going on?
Satan is good. Satan is my pal. Oh. Satan is good. Satan is my pal. Satan is good. Satan is my pal.
All right, okay. The ghost of ghosts. It's the ghost of ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah. That was you know, I can play soundboards too, bro. It's all good. I got my ghost soundboards here too. You want to hear some of my ghost soundboards? Let me play my my ghost soundboard here. Hey ghost, how you doing?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thanks, ghost. Let's try another call here. The one true phenomenon. What is going on?
Oh, well, hey, it's about time you finally got your wish, huh?
Yeah,
I think
guess.
We have a brownie.
Oh, you got it right, motherfucker.
So how have you been this fine day, brony?
It's been pretty good. I mean, it was pretty fantastic this morning. Well, it's not around East Coast over here, so it's not this morning. It was yesterday morning. That's all right.
Hold on. Pretty good. To confirm that this is indeed a brony, please take favorite pony.
What? Yellow Quiet all day.
Okay, Yellow Quiet. What's your favorite episode?
Oh, it'd have to be season 1, episode 16, Sonic Rainboom.
Holy shit, wait, don't you have to have like a favorite character or something? What's your favorite character? Or don't you like assume
that,
it's what?
Yellow Quiet is best pony.
Okay, and... If you were an actual pony, what would your name be?
I don't want to be, so I wouldn't be.
What would your cutie mark be? I think.
Well, let's say you were reincarnated as a pony. What would you want your name to be?
That's tough. I never really thought about it. Probably something cool like. I don't know, like something that begins with.
So let me just get this straight. You want a cool
Sonic
pony name. In other words, you want something that is not possible.
Wow. ILOL'd. I'm laughing for real right now.
No, you're not. You're full of shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can hear you.
It wasn't funny.
I don't buy your legitimate brony status. Do you even have a brony card?
Card? I ain't even no card, nigga. I've been watching this shit since February 2011, bro. Season 1 been up
oh,
in
shit.
There.
We got
old fag up in here. Original gangster.
Old fag.
What's your favorite?
I didn't know Tony's had OG status there.
Yeah. He sounds like he's got his sister's retainer in or something. What's going on with that, buddy?
Nah, I'm chewing on the wires to my headphone. I like doing that. I don't know.
Must be a brony thing.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's a man-child thing.
All right, so what do you want to know? What do you want to know, huh? You wanted one. You wanted a brony
on
the show.
What attracted you to the show?
No, let's start with that.
What attracted you to this abomination?
I don't know. I just seen people posting it all over the place, and I'm like, oh, shit, what is this fucking gay stuff? I thought it was gay.
So if I were to send you 6,000 or 7,000 emails, you would click on each and every one of them because a lot of people are talking about it.
No. Probably click on one.
One email got
you. In other words,
dude, you don't sound like a brony to me, dude. You're not nerdy enough.
Would you like to see my folder? Let's see, it's about 6 gigabytes. It's not that big compared to some other people.
Jesus.
But I've got over 10,000 wallpapers, a couple thousand reaction faces. I get a whole folder full of episodes.
Did I hear you say that you at first thought that the show was kind of gay?
Yeah, I thought it was gay as fuck, but then I watched it and I was like, holy shit, this is good.
No, you were right. It is.
Yeah, but have you even watched it?
No, I'm not gay, bro.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, then you can't talk about it.
Yeah, I can. I
hold
am.
Hold on, hold on. I've actually seen episode one, so I can talk about it. And
wait,
it
wait,
is
episode
gay,
one of what season? Episode one of what season?
I'm guessing the first season.
Okay, well, that was like all a marketing ploy by Hasbro to get people, and like little girls particularly, into buying the toys. So
okay, and if that's supposed to be the pilot episode, that's supposed to be what gets you hooked in the first place, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, why don't you like go watch one of the actual episodes, not one of the marketing ploys by Hasbro?
I thought
no.
The entire show was.
Oh my god, are you right now telling me that Bronies and MLP has become too fucking commercial and the capitalists at Hasbro are just sucking in faggots left
well,
and
originally,
right?
Originally.
My Little Pony is
in a marketing
for to eradicate the human race.
Yeah, man, I mean, I remember back when I was a little kid, they had little My Little Pony commercials plastic horses and stuff.
That's all
you know,
about.
They'd sell the girls.
That's all about them making the money, but the
show
has become
what was it? What was the
other
one, Pocket Polly?
Oh, fuck that shit. I don't know about that. I think my sister was into that, but I ain't never done that shit.
Well, your sister should also be into My Little Pony, not you.
Nah, I don't think so. You ain't even watched the show. You said you did. You'd have got right. Said you did.
I watched one episode, and I honestly could not see the appeal of that crap, man.
Chugabroni!
You watched season one. Episode one, that ain't the good. You gotta watch at least episode three after the stupid season opening. At least watch episode three, season one, episode three. First legit episode.
Dude, every episode's a legitimate episode, isn't it? I mean, if it's being marketed by Hasbro and it's being
I don't really consider episode one and two of season one legit.
Well, I'm not going by what you consider. I'm going by what Hasbro's saying is their property. You know, that's what they say is their licensed material. That's episode one. I started with that, and I think it's retarded.
Hasbro's a bunch of money-hungry Jews, and they're lucky that anyone even watches the show.
Well, if it wasn't for those money-hungry Jews, you wouldn't have a show to obsess over, now would you?
No, if it wasn't for Lauren Foss, I wouldn't have a show to obsess over.
Who do you think put it on the air?
Who do you think made it?
It's irrelevant, dude.
It's not irrelevant.
Do you think Cartoon Network would have put that on there? Do you honestly believe Cartoon Network would have that show up there?
If they owned it.
Wow, man.
Why wouldn't they?
Think about what you're saying, man. I mean, seriously,
I'm
well aware that, you know, the chick or whatever made that show. It's irrelevant.
The
point
God.
Is, Hasbro's the one that's pushing it out. So you're saying that the creator of the show was the one that made that retarded episode?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, really?
So you think she had nothing to do with the first two episodes?
No, she did, but they were basically like, let's call them Nazis in the first two there, controlling her.
Nazis.
They were controlling her pretty much, so she had no creative freedom.
How thick is your neck?
I don't think so. I mean, I kind of grasped the fact that they were trying to tell some kind of a story or whatever, but... You know, it said, like, to be continued, so I didn't catch whatever was going on. But anyway, point is, that was a part of the actual show, was it not? If it wasn't for episode one, you wouldn't have a platform to jump off on, would you?
No, you wouldn't. You're right there. But I'll even admit, those are two episodes, they're kind of shitty.
Okay, do they pertain to the actual storyline itself of the seasons one and two or whatever?
Kind of, sort of, not really. After everything, basically.
Okay,
after.
if there's even a possibility that would be a yes, then yes, it is.
There is lots of stuff that continues out through the, but it really has nothing to do with it. It's not even.
Okay, would anybody miss out on any major facts if they, you know, you said the first two episodes were crap, right?
Yeah.
So if they didn't watch the first two episodes of this season and they started from episode three like you suggested and went onward there, they wouldn't miss a damn thing, right?
Not really, because lots of the stuff is reimplied.
Okay, then you just
episodes.
Lost this entire argument about the episode that I watched. Shut up. It's legitimate.
Though. I didn't. I actually just won it.
Anybody want to agree with that?
Sure.
I agree.
Wholeheartedly.
Obviously, they're going to agree.
Is this guy still on? What the hell?
All right, let's get another Brony to agree then.
Yeah, give me a second.
Get some of your Brony pals in, you little child fucker.
They are. They're on the call list. Why don't you answer them?
Oh, bring them in.
Can you answer specific people? I'll ask him what his name's on.
Yeah. I'm having some technical difficulties. Please stand by. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go away for a second. I got to do some stuff. I'll give you guys a topic. Bronies, what do you think about them? I'll be right back.
Wow, what a vague topic.
Let me get the
not really. That's kind of one general subject there. I mean, bronies are kind of their own thing. It's not vague at all. I mean, to say whether or not you're for or against or you don't care, it's really an easy topic to grasp.
Well, let's put this way. The official term of the DNA is that they are perverted, repugnant man-children getting their little shriveled rocks off to an anime television series produced for prepubescent girls.
Whoa. Getting rocks off? Those ain't even legit, bros. I mean, No. Those are the ones who are shunned in the internet.
We've all seen the porn of it.
You're saying the ones that are so obsessed with the show that they draw pornography and get off to it are not, in fact, bronies.
They are, but they're the shunned group. We don't really...
The shunned group, you guys have your own fraction.
Pretty much.
You have a splinter cell of bronies?
It's like a class, you know what I'm saying? Upper class, middle class, lower class. The ones that do that, they're kind of like the lower class.
Dude,
Why don't you guys do anything about them? Why don't you guys try to improve your image?
Because friendship is magic, bro.
All the same thing. Yeah, well, boom, bingo. There you go. It's all the same thing.
Fucking idiots.
It is all the same thing.
If you enjoy something, like, watch it, but don't, like, obsess. I mean, I obsess, hell yeah, I'll admit, but...
I enjoy lesbian porn, but you don't see me talking about it dressing up as a lesbian.
Maybe you should. Maybe that'd be awesome. You don't know until you try.
We're going to con.
Actually, wait. I take that back. I also enjoy ICP, and I paint my face and walk around like a clown. So I can't really say I don't embrace what it is that I am.
Yeah, you know how many people would call you a fucking faggot for doing that?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody calls me a fucking faggot every day of the week.
So you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. We're on the same page here, me and this guy.
Right, but see, my stuff isn't, targeted towards, little girls under the age of 9.
No, it's targeted towards, like, faggots who sit at home with their mom, who, like, just want to be, like, faggots. I don't really know.
I'll tell you what, if you really want to go down that road, they're actually targeting, the people that feel like they've been shit on their whole life. So, if you really want to go down that road.
Yeah, mostly.
So, 9-year-old girls?
Yes, 9-year-old girls specifically.
That's funny. No, but obviously I can't really say anything being that I.
I mean, okay, answer me this, Mr. Brony. Do you actually, like, attend these Brony cons and dress up in your, I don't know what the hell you call it, not really a costume, but just dress in the theme of the
Brony
show?
Get up?
Fursuit. It's a fursuit.
The furries and Bronies are completely different things, but anyway. If I could,
completely
I would.
Different things.
But
people have a very common.
Wait, hold on. Did you say if he
population.
Could, he would?
I wouldn't. I would not.
Oh, you would not. Okay,
no,
why wouldn't you?
It's a dark place.
It's a dark place.
Yeah.
You don't think that your obsession is a dark place?
United. Neckbeards united up in there. That's those are all the people. Anyone that actually goes to those are the ones that really, really obsess over it. And those are what the clockers, the ones that draw the point of it and shit like that. And those are,
I don't see the difference between you and them. I mean, really, I don't.
Well, trust me, there's a big difference.
So I just googled Brony fursuit and I got a whole bunch of like online stores that are selling them as Brony fursuits. I'm pretty sure
I would imagine they
fursuits.
Do. I've never really looked into that because I have no need for that.
So tell me, do you actually have a girlfriend or anything, dude?
Yes, kind of, sort of. It's complicated.
Okay, what's his name?
His?
Huh?
You just said his.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you all act like, you're chicks anyways, so I figured, whatever. Anyways, what's his name?
There is no his. There is no he. It's not a male.
I think we got past that. What's the name?
Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah,
okay, so his name's Jordan.
No, not him.
Jordan's kind of not really a chick name all the time.
No,
what's the last name?
Sir, are you accusing Michael Jordan of being a brony?
Michael Jordan
is
one of the greatest.
Michael Jordan is a brony. We're going to start that one tonight.
If he was, I would just, like, honestly shit myself because Michael Jordan is one of the greatest people to ever walk the face of the earth.
Michael Jordan
was,
sucks.
Was the greatest.
Sir, Michael Jordan didn't walk. Michael Jordan flew.
There you go. With his tongue out all day. Air Jordan, baby. Take a ride.
See, you just say it, it just ruins it.
It does.
It really does.
It took all the joy out of that whole thing.
I'll be honest. There's one man who's better than Michael Jordan, at least at the game of basketball. I'm going to have to say my man, LeBron James.
Osama bin Laden.
Oh. LeBron James is better than Jordan all day.
Oh, that was great.
Osama bin Laden could posterize Jordan any day.
Hell yeah, dude. That's the hide-and-seek champion of the world, man.
Hide-and-seek champion of the world. I've heard that one, and it never gets old.
Well, Osama bin Laden, he won the 1993 dunk contest, but that's been buried in the liberal media.
Well, yeah, have you seen how tall he was? Of course he won the contest.
Yeah, he was like 5'7", dude.
Wow, what an asshole thing to say.
Wait, we're talking crap about bronies, and you want to say that that's an asshole thing to say?
Wow.
Okay, well, there's it's a different thing when you're going to insult, like an entire country, basically.
Well, who said we were insulting an entire country? I thought we were specifically talking about Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, but you just called him, like, the dunk champion of the world, and you specifically said 1993, Twin Tower bombings,
Okay, that seriously does not equate to an entire country. Do you even know what country he's from?
'93 was like, 8 years before the bombings anyways, dude.
Are you on what?
No. Go Google it right now. There were bombings before the freaking
attack. They
bombed
the buildings in '93.
Yeah, I think they were like, 1991?
I thought it was like '94 was like Oklahoma City or some shit.
It was '93.
That was '95.
Oh.
Google it. Sorry.
You Google it, brony son of a bitch.
Is that your
Do work for bronies. Don't be their bitch.
Mm-mm. All
right. Let's get back on topic. Also, talking about Osama bin Laden and all them other fags. But all right. So anything else? What else are we talking about? Come on.
You just mispronounce Osama bin Laden?
I said his name. Yes, I mispronounced him because his name does not deserve to be pronounced correctly.
Okay, so we're gonna start calling you brannies.
Go right the fuck ahead.
Yeah, what do you want
to say? Why does that hero's name not deserve to be pronounced correctly?
You just call him a hero? Oh, God.
Yes,
the trolls, they're coming in hordes.
No, my father was killed on 9/11 in real life. He is a hero.
Your father's a hero?
David, I'll bring you on in a second.
No.
What's your name? What do you want to go by?
Obama.
Hello.
Just because you didn't like your dad doesn't mean that deserves for 3,000 other people to die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have just bombed BronyCon?
Yeah, seriously, that thing's like the mecca of bronies. We should literally turn into class.
I'll be honest, that place disgusts me.
They had 4,000 at the last one, that would have been an upgrade.
At least we know that somebody needs some shame.
Honestly, it's just sick that people within my fandom over here actually act like that. I don't support that.
I don't know. Hold on.
They take it too far.
Well,
hey,
Ben,
are you able to get more bronies on the channel yet?
They're telling me Dave's in the thing. I gotta ask. Hold on a second.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Let me know if I'm cutting in and out.
Oh, it actually sounds like your stuff's working again.
All right. If it starts fucking up again, I'll just shut up. But
actually, I think the bronies lit up because you told them that you were gonna give them a chance to come in here and talk crap.
All right.
I
want to bring on some more callers. I have a lot more callers. I don't think we have any bronies yet, but we do have a lot of people that are opinionated and interested in talking about it.
No brony yet.
I want to bring on a female caller now. Well, sort of.
Oh, shit.
Kind of. She's not a brony. She doesn't even know what a brony is. But
and before I ask her backpack.
No, it's not her. This is actually another BTR host. She's on late night here on BTR. She's mostly spins music, but her name is Granny Tranny, and
oh,
she's now on the air. What up, Granny Tranny?
Now what the hell is going on in here? What the fuck is a brownie?
What the fuck?
Somebody want to wait? I think we have a brony on the line. Maybe he can explain it to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know what the hell is going on and what a fucking brony is. Is it got some ganja in it?
Am I still on?
I love this
totally
training.
Go ahead. Everybody's live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm listening. Hell, I asked the question. Hey.
Answer
I don't believe you're a legit grandmother or a woman of late age.
That ain't the goddamn question I asked you.
All right, well, I'm asking
you
a question. I'm asking you a question. Are you okay?
That's not really fair to
answer. Question, goddammit. I'm calling it. What the hell is a brownie? What the hell y'all up in there talking about?
It is a fan of the recently released Hasbro show, MLBFRN.
Hey, that's
brownies, outside of the
bitch.
Target.
Shit.
Outside of the target demographic.
What? Who this is? What you say?
Were you not listening?
No.
You need to speak up. I can't hear you, you mumbling.
Why don't you put your fucking hearing aid in?
I bet you can hear me say this for president. Fuck all that brownie shit.
Put your hearing aid in, Granny.
Yeah,
why don't you speak
I heard
up?
That. Are you one of them brownie people that tattoo the ponies on you?
No.
Well, who is you?
I'm one of the others.
You are the co-host on this show.
I'm not really convinced that you're a total brownie, though, because you haven't gone into any minutia about the show. I think a real geekazoid brownie would have, like...
Yeah.
We want hardcore nerds.
Yeah,
well,
I haven't heard
anything. I think he did name an episode off the top of his head.
If trolling Flash MLP Flash MLP all day doesn't count as full blown, I really don't know what does.
There's been no idiosyncrasies of the actual content referenced at all. It's all
sorry,
been
I'm
around.
Not the Pony Chan faggot you were looking for.
I used to wear my hair like the little ponies back in the 80s when the Go-Go's was hot. So what the hell is y'all talking about? Is y'all talking about the little ponies?
Can
my
you
little
like,
yes, Granny, we're talking about ponies.
Well, goddamn it, ain't the 80s dead like Ronald Reagan is, shit.
Ronald Reagan was a faggot,
thank
so shut
God
up.
He's dead.
Yeah,
well,
Ronald
hold on,
Reagan
did you just put
like
shit on Reagan?
You did that he liked the little ponies.
If he did, then he's not a faggot. Actually, that was like G1, so that does kind of make him a faggot.
It was a goddamn lie. He was an actor, wasn't he? So, yeah, I imagine
shut up.
He was. Sodomite, so you can go to hell, pony man.
I can barely understand you.
That's Granny Tranny. Hang out,
pony man.
Granny, we got more calls to take. I think this
is
enough.
Put me back on hold. But before you do that, this for president, baby.
Fuck, bro.
Oh, yes, thank you. I got the endorsement from Granny Tranny for presidency. We have to try to produce a impeach Goofy Bone campaign.
I don't like
I'm
Goofy
down.
Bone either.
He's a fucking cheater anyway.
Goofy
yeah.
Bone raped a little girl.
No, say it's a boy. People take that a little bit more, you know, seriously.
Oh, it was a boy?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Speaking,
yeah, it was a boy.
Speaking
was
of
a girl.
Speaking of Goofy Bone, once again, thank you to Granny Tranny. Check her out. She's on Vlog Talk Radio. Just look up Granny Tranny. She's badass.
No.
Should I Google that as well and get a bunch of awful images?
I think Vince and Shadow should check their Twitter timelines. I just doxed Shadow even harder than he has been in the past.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. I'm pulling out my tablet. Hold on.
Balls to you!
All right, let's take more calls. I think we actually have we might have a brony on right now, if I'm not mistaken. Flavored Cactus, you're on the air. You're a brony,
no,
aren't you?
You're mistaken. But I'm calling up for a bigger issue than this brony shit. And this
Goofy
Bone has eaten all the butter, and he is in the hospital right now. We need to pray for him.
You're right. We got to take every show. I have a moment of silence. Today we'll do it for Goofy Bones. So that means we're putting Flavored Cactus on mute, and the Brony guy on mute, and actually everybody on mute. Everybody gets muted, and what I do is I lock down the chat room. So we're going to have a moment of silence here for Goofy Bone, who ate all the butter or something. What was that? I'd say Flavored Cactus. What was that again? What happened to Goofy?
He ate last time we heard from him, he was going out to buy the butter, and then Chewbacca called me up and said, hey, you know, and then translated to Goofy Bone ate all the butter, and now he had a stroke.
Oh, my God. Well, you know,
He seems like he's recovering, so let's not jump on and try to impeach him, but we need to pray for him because he is a good BTR late night president, and he's going to continue being one because he's going to get our prayer.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so we're going to have a moment of silence for Goofy Bone, and then we'll be back with more calls. Stay tuned. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, 347-826-7667. And once again, we're a moment of silence for our friend Goofy Bone. Just give her a bone, Goofy. Just give her a bone.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Beep, girl, you must understand. Could never be a man. I'm just here to be your bone, giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips. Getting you nasty, ready to dance. At the end, I wanna be in your pants. Back at my pad, she's sitting it slow. Positions are nice where she don't wanna go. To strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky. Put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think. A big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We're smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so hot where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the bar. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. I'm not a boyfriend. I'm just.
Just give her.
totally fucking obscene. That's the president of Late Night BTR, really?
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in
qualche
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Speaking of Negroes, a big shout out to the representatives of the GNAA. And hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Back here with you. Hey, FRD, are you there?
I'm here.
Have I been Patriot Gregging at all so far?
Not since you've gone back on the mic. Not that I've heard, buddy.
All right, yeah. Keep an eye out because I can remaneuver, but I think we're doing okay. But I'm going to leave you hot as I take calls. And if I start Patriot Gregging, please notify me, and I'll switch back to my satellite phone.
You got it, man. Blip here and there, but nothing terrible so far.
Here and there. That's
like every 15 seconds or so, you blip once and that's it.
Okay. Wait, Vert just said I sound much more sexy on the mic. That's scary, Vert. We're talking about bronies and you're getting all bromance on me. All right, whatever. All right, let's. Speaking of people in the chat room, let's do the chat room roll call here. This is where we salute the valiant warriors in the chat room. That's right. I'm talking about you, Josh Cruz, 516-7986-724. Bone for Life, Butter Prayer, Eternal Bone, Goofy Will Live, He Will Live, Just Give Her a Bone, Pray for Goofy, Praying for Goofy, 0000000, I'm a Brony, 186 Deuce, Flavored Cactus, Non-Sicko, Blitzy, BTR Administrator Moonman, Cryptor, Desert Rose, Derpy Hooves, Fat Red Dragon, Flavored Josh something or other, Frosty Time with Danny, Ghost Loves Obama, Granny Tranny. Thank you for calling in, Granny Tranny. That was spectacular. It was a nice, pleasant surprise. Thank you. This guy here is Gerherherherher. Thank you for tuning in and participating in the chat room. We have a ton of guest listeners / lurkers. Some of you people are lurking. Other of you might just be a little derpy and don't know that you can sign up for an account here on Blog Talk Radio. It's really easy to do. Oh, speaking of derpy, we got some scrolling going on in the chat room. I don't know if I appreciate that. I'm going to have to institute a timeout here. Fa Derpy Hooves gets 2 minutes. 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. That's Fa Derpy Hooves. Anywho, getting back to the chat board. Oh, guest listeners that are not lurking, that really want to participate in the chat, it's really easy to sign up for Blog Talk Radio. You do it really quick. You just create an account. You don't have to do a show or anything, but it lets you get a screen name so you can participate in the chit-chat. Speaking of which, Hammurabi's code's in there. I Dashy, Kevin Gallagher, Lee, 9Gag, Very Mad, Melinda, Melissa 13, Prankville USA, a.k.a. the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Why don't you call in Ric Flair? We got Ric Flair and Danny, the tag team champion, in the chit-chat. I'd love to have both you guys call in. And last time both of you guys were here, you guys went to town. It was fantabulous. Feel free, both of you, to call in. Canoga, big ups to Canoga, Scarlet Kitty, Stab Hamed, Al Hugs. Jesus Christ, I can't keep up with that guy. He's Stabahammed Al Hugs. The Magnificent Trixie, Vert, XRZ13, and last but not least, XU Out. Oh, look at that. Frankville, USA, and Danny are going at it in the chat room now. Yeah, you guys should both call in and mix it up on air. That would be pretty epic. It was last time. All right, let's bring on more calls. Speaking of bronies, we got a caller here. This is Ban All Bronies. Ban All Bronies, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, man? Anyways, I just want to say that, you know, these fucking bronies are crazy. You know, some people may know me from the TCA community. I've called in. I did a bunch of spam back in the day. Ban all bronies. Ban all bronies. And that's because, to be honest, man, these guys are fucking ridiculous. You know, if I hadn't have stumbled across this YouTube video and listened to Ghost Show, I probably would have never have known about it. You know, I've been to B. I've been to all the dumb shit, you know, years before, and I've seen all the sick stuff. But it's pretty crazy, and I think Howard Stern put it best. You know, I think he did a good job kind of coming out into the public spectrum and letting people understand how actual crazy it is, these fucking bronies. So I'm going to do my part, and I'm coding something up. You know, maybe some GNA peeps want to get involved in this, but, you know, if their movement is going on for the next month or so, you're going to see something that, you know, they might be interested in, and it should do something good against these fucking bronies. So that's what I have to say.
Sweet, man. Ban all bronies. Appreciate the call. Let's take another call here. Harry28, man, what's up?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Yes! Yes! Wow! Oh my God! We are playing this, baby! Yeah! Yeah! Wow! We are getting this! Sonic! Sonic! Wow!
And he's in the green room. Moving on. Caller, you've just been unmuted. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Well, originally, I've been at this website, and oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it, but there's these pictures on this website called E621, right? And now, I just see Macro Furies and all this other shit, and there's people taking up the ass, there's fucking... I hate bronies when they draw nasty-ass porn pictures. It's ridiculous how they do this. I mean, if there was the only pony in the last world, I would not have sex with it to repopulate. It would probably come out like a fucking mutated pony person, whatever the fuck it is. I'd rather hang myself in a closet or some shit. It's just, I've been scarred or phased for a long time now. Oh, God, it's just, it's nasty. It's a full page of all these nasty-ass photos of bronies just, you know, drawing random pony pictures about them having taken up the ass and all this crap. Originally, I hate bronies for the most. They can go suck Adolphus' dick. I don't care what they fucking do. If I ever see a brony at any of the conventions where I go to, I'm just going to go up to him and suck him right in the face. I can't stand this anymore. It's getting out of control. Jesus Christ.
Okay, appreciate the call. By the way, that hairy guy that was like screaming, he's still in the green room screaming. In fact, let's all be quiet. We'll bring him back on and just see what he's saying. Hang on. Everybody, shh. Harry. Oh, he dropped off. Damn it. All right, let's try another call here. Wait, is this?
Hi.
Is that Sicko?
No, it's Ma.
Oh, it's Melissa, 13.
Yeah,
hey,
how
Melissa.
You doing?
Good. Are you here to defend the Brony Nation?
Well, I mean, I think that they're... Maybe I don't know enough about it. I mean, and I do understand that there's, like, weirdo, creepo... Like, when I see a picture posted of, like, a pony with a vagina on it, looking all suggestive, bums me out. I'm like, come on now. That's just gross. But there's a giant, vast community of people that are way into MLP that have fucking nothing to do with that shit. And giant, weird, like, I mean, the three people that made me even pay attention to that shit were dudes that are not gay, that are not weird, that are not perving out and doing creepo shit, that just thoroughly enjoy My Little Pony. And I'm sorry, there's some funny-ass Abbeys made out of that shit. So that's kind of my angle I'm coming in to talk about, is like, in every group of anybody who's gotten fanatic about anything, there's going to be the freakos that pervert it and make it weird. I mean, try to tell me there's not people that go to fucking Comic-Con and jerk off to, like, pictures of, like, naked fucking Wonder Woman. I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, what's the difference? And what is so offensive to everybody about people liking ponies? That's my question.
Hammer Robbie's code. Did you have something you wanted to add there?
Well, you know, I do like Ma, and... I'm thinking maybe, you know, her influential Brony Pony partner might have been Hicks Philosopher, but, you know, I'm curious. I'm very curious who these guys are who don't perv out to My Little Pony.
Yeah. I mean, you got Geist. You've got, well, it used to be he's not online anymore, or he is, but he's under a different name, but it used to be like Legion of Unity. These are straight dudes who are, like, part of Anonymous trying to do good shit. And they just actually literally get... I was like, what the fuck is up with the goddamn ponies? And
yeah,
there's a huge subset
of Anonymous that are bronies. It's crazy.
It was more like humorous memes, and where they would take MLP episodes and get them reworded so that they were swearing and where they were funny. Like, they're funny clips. And, like, that's what made me start paying attention.
Like Juggernaut.
Sure, like that. Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying. Like my experience, my entry into the world of quote unquote brony was extremely innocent and just funny. It wasn't gross, pervy shit. And like, yeah, there are dudes that do some weird ass shit. And trust me, like I watched a live stream of someone at the brony convention, and I was dying laughing. It's a ludicrousy. Of these fucking, like, they're all 20-something-year-old chubby kids. They're literally exactly what you picture when you're thinking of, like, the most hardcore, like, Comic-Con, live in their mama's basement kind of shit, right? but they're wearing pony backpacks and shit. And I was like, to me, it's comedy. And I find nothing wrong with that part. When it starts getting sexualized and being weird, yeah, I get why that makes people uncomfortable. But that's not the whole picture. Anybody? Anybody?
No, you're wrong. Bronies are evil.
Yeah.
Am I muted?
Not anymore.
No, you're not muted.
Oh, yay. I can speak again.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I think we're going to try to get the creator of Juggernaut to call in. Danny knows him personally. So this could get good. Welcome to the internet, Ma. Go on YouTube and search I'm Juggernaut, bitch.
That's actually what it's called.
I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm saying I'm Juggernaut, bitch. That's the name of the video.
I understand, but I can't do that right now.
Can you click on things?
Summary of history. No, because I have to sit outside because Sicko's inside listening to the radio show.
Oh.
I'm sitting on the floor pulling my ass off to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut, bitch. Yeah. Get off me, bitch. Who the fuck are you?
Hey. I got no shame in my game. I'm a noob. I have no fucking idea what it means. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
I mean, don't you know
who
the fuck I am?
Wow.
Video on radio show doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah, I was waiting for
the
YouTube video to
pop
up.
But, I mean, I'll definitely look it up.
The whole fucking time, Jesus Christ. That was the one true phenomenon. The one alleged brony on the line who was playing that shit. He's not a brony.
Well, I think if he considers himself a brony, if he's a dude who likes My Little Pony,
he's a troll.
All that means.
He's a troll.
I don't know. He knew an awful lot. Like, that's some pretty good dedication as a troll to
Hammy,
fucking...
Hammy, Wikipedia knows a lot. Shut up.
You shut up. Dick.
Wikipedia can't call in. Like, whatever. Somebody had to at least do their research. My only point is, like, there's people that enjoy it, and they just enjoy it, like, on a casual, they think it's funny level. Or even, like, I'll speak for Hixie, because I've heard him say this, is, like, he liked the memes. He saw people posting this shit. He was like, what the fuck is up with this obsession? He went and checked it out. He watched all their shows. He lived with me while he did this. I was, like, up in my room. He was downstairs on my couch watching all the MLPs. And he was like, Melissa, he's like, it's fucked up, but, like, this shit is actually good. It's actually a good show.
I don't believe it.
No, it's not.
I can't believe it.
There's some little cute moral, and, like, he's like, they're just, it's like he said they basically cover every aspect of the kind of shit you come up against in life. And, look, I'm not even a kid. I'm not going to lie and say I've seen any of them. I haven't. I've seen clips. But.
Yeah, I got to say.
I saw a clip, and it was horrible.
I gotta say, best troll is non-brony calling in to defend bronies. Good job.
No, but see, I think what you guys are mistaking is the fact that you're thinking that to be a brony, you have to be some pervert who would fuck a pony.
Well, yeah, the internet is what we want to believe.
Right, but I'm trying to say that there's a whole giant community of people that enjoy this crap that they don't have anything to fucking do with that.
That's like saying anonymous is good. You know, I mean, if you have an opinion of something and you want to hate it, then just hate it, you know?
Right. Yeah, sure. And, like, that, like, to me, I'm kind of looking at it the same way. And to me, what was really funny is that here's Vince, who I got to know through the anonymous community, right? He's in this Blog Talk Radio fucking race to win, right? And I'm like, there's no fucking way he's going to lose because he's got, like, analog fans at the yin-yang, right? I was like, he's got this shit. Who won? A fucking dude with brony connections. That's what's scary,
correct.
Y'all. And that's probably what is scaring people, is that bronies have more power. Bronies have more power, apparently, than Anonymous does.
Brony connections. I can confirm that Goofy Bone does not have brony connections.
Goofy Bone doesn't?
Goofy Bone has the Cholo Nation. He just has a lot of Mexicans.
Well, apparently, from what this whole show's premise was based on, that he had the brony.
There are no bronies on Goofy Bone.
Hey, I'm just going off of what Vince said.
Well,
Vince,
can we get to the actual stuff? Bronies here? I really want to
Yeah, we're looking
something.
For him. We're looking for him. Hang on.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm
going to see if this is a Brony here. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Caller. Are you a Brony?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Hi.
Hi. I wouldn't say I'm a Brony. Not really.
Not really. That's interesting.
I mean, I don't hate them, but I wouldn't
consider
myself.
Do you have Brony tendencies?
Excuse me?
Do you have Brony tendencies?
You have a close
no.
friend relative that is a Brony.
I don't really know what qualifies for being a Brony other than, you know, just liking a show. If that's the case, then that's not really me, no. I mean,
Damn.
I've seen a couple of clips. I think it's kind of cute. It's not my thing, but I'm...
You sound conflicted about this.
He's got a bunch of predators that want to jump on his ass for liking something. Big surprise.
Yeah.
Someone's hesitant to say okay. They like something.
I'm a little guarded there. Anyways, what's your name and what's on your mind?
My name's Jeff. I'd like to just have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
Okay. First off, not entirely sure. What's the big deal about being a Brony? I mean, curious.
It's evil. It's flat-out evil.
Okay, I guess that leads to my next question. Why?
Really?
Yeah,
why
have you not seen the crap that they do? I mean, it's,
what's your favorite,
you know,
what's your,
innocent fan base aside, I mean, have you not seen what it is that, you know, they do on, what is it, 4chan and, you know, other places?
I mean, I've seen a bunch of fan bases, and personally,
okay,
I don't think
it's... So you could get what I'm trying to hint at.
Yeah, they're just a fan base. I mean,
okay, so why would you ask
weird shit,
why?
Like, I mean, I've seen some weird shit, but I've seen weird shit from all fan bases.
Okay, exactly. have you actually seen the Brony Cons?
Yeah, I've seen Brony Cons. I think they're freaking odd, to say the least. But,
okay, so you can see why some people wouldn't like it, right?
It depends. I mean, I've
you
seen...
fucking love bronies. Shut up, God! This guy is a brony master.
Huh?
You're
I'm
falling for his
right.
brony mind tricks. He's trying
what?
To suck us in, thinking, "Oh, you know, I just don't know anything about bronies." And then at the last fucking second, he's gonna explode with brony knowledge.
No, I mean, I've obviously like seen the fans, but I don't really know what's the big. What have they done? I mean, I've seen some. Fan art that's like
okay
look
like, dude this entire
already,
show was the entire show for tonight was based off of the war on bronies. That's all there is to it. If
okay.
you're not wanting to get behind it, then this show obviously isn't for you.
Well, I would like to be informed on it. Is that a problem?
Okay.
Nobody's trained to inform
figure out
what? A brony.
I'd like to have people that are pro brony to call in, to be honest. I want
right,
to hear
yeah.
the
like both.
I mean, I've seen some weird fan bases, specifically Juggalos. I mean, those fuckers are like breaking shit around and it's like, oh, God.
I agree. Juggalos are disgusting and filthy. And,
yeah, but I wouldn't really play a single one of them on.
I've way more of a problem with like Bieber fucking fans than I do with fucking anything. Like,
oh,
Juggalos.
My God.
Oh, don't get me started on Bieber fans.
Fucking, like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Like, fucking hero worship bullshit. Like,
I was wondering when we were going to spiral into Stay Strong Justin hashtag, because...
oh, my God. I made the mistake of clicking
Dana
on
Dana and I had some
when
fun
when all y'all were
that.
Trolling it this morning. Or,
mm-hmm.
This morning is 1 p.m., but I was like, what the fuck is this shit about? And I clicked on it, and I was like, holy... There's a whole nation of fucking people mourning a breakup? That's a bigger tragedy. I'm sorry. Like, the fact that people give a fuck about what some little fucking kid is doing with his life is more of a tragedy to me.
Right. America's going into a financial cliff dive, and, you know, here we are going, oh, Justin Bieber.
God, kill me.
So, anyways.
Maybe we can find a way to tie the two subjects together. Are there Bieber fans who are also big-time bronies?
Or we could look at it like there's people that like Justin Bieber's music, but don't go all butthurt fucking crazy when he brings up his girlfriend.
Not possible. Everybody
no, I don't think that's true.
Bieber's a 12-year-old girl or you humongous faggot. So
yep.
Yeah, you know, go. Yeah, sure. Let's just keep blanket statementing everything. That's worked out so well over the years.
Generalizations are fun.
They're wrong, but they're fun.
I mean, you know, yeah. it's like when people generalize things. It's like, look at that retard, he's generalizing. And then, you know,
What's wrong with generalization?
I mean, stereotypes is what America was made of, man.
Sure.
It is, but doesn't mean it's good.
I guarantee you, I've got a little cousin that loves that little douchebag and would fucking do anything he ever asked her to do if he asked her to do it. So I think that's wrong, yes. Do I understand why she thinks like that? It's because that's where the stupid system's set up.
Breathe.
But I'm just saying, like, that's not what defines an entire person. It's something they're into. In some cases, it is.
With bronies, it is.
Not. Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to convince us otherwise.
And I'm not here to. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm just trying to give an alternate view on it and take from that what you will.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand what the fuck's going on, but I'm completely lost still. Not entirely sure where the whole evil viewpoint is coming from.
I think the evil they're talking about within, like, bronydom is, like, like, when it starts getting perverted and weird and it starts being sexualized. Am I wrong?
No,
like,
man, there's something wrong with a 30-year-old man dressing up as a pony, you know, walking around in public. That's kind of wrong.
Hold on, let me just say something. I would say evil would be something malicious. Some guys doing a bunch of weird shit is not necessarily malicious. That's just what they're doing on their own time to themselves. It's nothing to do with anyone else. It doesn't harm anyone. I don't really give a damn if it's not concerning me or in any way, directly or indirectly.
Okay, well, your definition of evil is just slightly different than mine. You know, I mean, I honestly think of this
correct
stuff.
One, so it doesn't really matter.
Maybe when people, you know, grown-ass men dress up as ponies, that's what they're doing in their time when they're not actually doing the evil things that they do with the rest of their time.
Exactly.
You're assuming that they're evil in the rest of their time, though.
Sweatshops and all that stuff.
Yeah, total.
I'm just saying, you don't know what someone's... Like, if someone puts on a fucking costume, it doesn't mean that they're doing perverted-ass weird shit. You're assuming shit. It's probably not true most of the time.
And?
You know, whatever.
Not to mention it was Halloween recently, so, you know, costumes are kind of fun. Just saying. What? I mean, I wouldn't go as dressed as a pony. I'd probably dress as, like, I don't know, something generic, maybe a superhero. I think Green Lantern would be pretty neat.
Hey, I want to give a big ups to the people that are tweeting me. Monette Gott, Trevor Deshaun Jackson, Hammurabi's Code, Night Angel, Stabahamd Al Hugs. This is what he says on Twitter. It's a 9-gag MLP GNAA anti-pony BTR troll fuckfest on Vincent the Bay. Expect the ugliest children in 9 months.
Wow, that's perfect.
That's
awesome. That was great.
Yeah, you can give. You can. He's in the. I think he's still in the chat room.
Who said that? Hammurabi?
Yeah, he's still in there. Stabaham Al Hugs. That's the tweet of the night.
That?
Yeah.
That's pretty perfect.
Yeah, he's essentially the ambassador of late night BTR. He's sort of, if there was a Secretary of State of late night blog talk radio, that would be Stabbing the Cugs.
Nice.
All right, let's bring out more callers. We got XU Out on now. What's up, XU Out?
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Just trying to jam in as many calls as we can with live here for the next 12 minutes, and we'll go overtime too to get to everybody. I mean, we've got a shit ton of people on the phone lines, and we'll get to everybody. We could even do. We're almost set up where we can do radio graffiti or audio spaghetti. We could do both.
Let's do it.
But yeah, if you're on the line. And you want to participate in radio graffiti? We've been talking about Ghost. He was very anti-brony. The bronies drove him nuts. They drove him. He quit his BTR show because he was going to have a heart attack because these bronies were trolling him so goddamn hard.
How did that start, Vince?
What?
How did that start? Like, what got the bronies' attention?
I think it was some 4chan cross post right at the beginning of summer. A bunch of new fags piled in, and it just was this perfect storm of online trolling that erupted at Ghost's show. He has always been a funny guy, and is always at his best when he's raging at prank callers. He basically was the biggest lulz, and is, hopefully he'll come back, but the biggest lulz cow that ever exists as far as I'm concerned, at least as far as I've seen. Like, you look at my chat, I have 81 users. That dude used to pin the thing.
Give me
to
the chicken.
Well, was that Bronies or 4chan? Let's be honest here.
It was like a little mix of both.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, are you trying to tell me that if somebody didn't post on 4chan, hey, let's control this guy with ponies and bronies, that every single person that called in wasn't going to act
that.
Like that's what was happening?
Can I
know how those fuckers work.
That's
all you had to say.
Brony. You're into Star Trek. You might as well be into MLP.
Jesus, Star Trek. I haven't heard that in a while.
He said Star Trek, too. Is that out?
Surprise, motherfucker.
Star Trek.
Oh, really? Oh, that was Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Our friend FRD. That's rage quit there. I think he had to take off. If that's his way of saying bye, well, then so be it. And to that, I'd say...
Surprise, nigga!
Anywho, let's take more calls. Cyber Monkey's here. What's up, Cyber Monkey?
Hell yeah. What's going on, Vince and the Bay? It's Cyber Monkey. I'm just hanging out with you. How you bronies doing tonight?
Well, technically we have an alleged brony on. I'm going to unmute him. The one true phenom, you're allegedly a brony. Go ahead.
What's up? Not at the moment.
Oh, my God.
And don't they call it clopping?
That's what it is called. Well, you see what it was. I'm just saying.
So is what? Flopping fapping for bronies?
Well,
yeah, apparently.
No. It's called flopping when you do it to the pony stuff. But
it's called when
you do that too.
Well, a true brony would only fap to MLP. So
no, he would only.
Your argument's invalid.
He would only flop MLP, not fap.
Oh man.
I'm a big titty fan. I only fap to big titties, so I'm just being honest here. If I was into fucking cartoon ponies, that's all I'm going to beat off to.
I'm not into it like that. Yeah, I know.
Well,
people...
you should think about these things.
There's some people, the motto is they ain't got hooves, then 0 out of 10 would not fuck.
That's a shitty motto.
Did you look that up on the internet? Did you Google that while I had you on mute?
No, I see it every day.
All right, I'm going to put you back on mute.
Thank you.
Let's take more calls. We got a ton of people. We got to burn through it.
Please be a brony.
I'm just going to answer that. Caller, are you a brony?
All of the all of these years.
This is going to go well.
No. Yet I
what are you, 12?
Fucking post on Facebook, and not fucking one of you will share it with people who don't want to see it because you don't want to offend somebody.
All right.
Well, how do you like it tonight?
Somebody mad.
Some bullshit soundboard. Somebody's got a shit ton of background white noise. If you're not talking, self-mute. Thank you. Or else I'll have to put you on mute.
Yeah, Shadow, for fuck's sake.
Let's go with the
Shadow.
Hello? Unscreen caller, you're on the air. Are you a brony?
Nobody ever knows.
Hello, Kyrie.
Fucking. They
skid. 989,
you're on the air.
Is that me?
I'm a hangout.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead. Are you a brony?
Oh, I just wanted to call and see what you thought about people who wear sports team T-shirts and go to sports team conventions as opposed to ponies.
Gay. This is a horrible attempt.
They have sports team conventions?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean like memorabilia signings, shit like that?
Pretty sure they just call those.
Sure, why not? Events. Something like that. Yeah, there's
probably
sports
some shit
conventions.
Like that.
I don't know.
What kind of question is that?
A horrible one.
I'm trying to get behind your thought process here.
Wait, are you trying to compare really sports quick? Fanatics to bronies?
Yeah.
That's a horrible comparison, and you're a horrible person. You should feel bad for even asking that. Nah.
Yeah.
Glad to see you can work with other people's opinions.
Your opinion sucks. Fuck off.
Thank you. I wanted to say that, but there's a guest nearby.
Keep it classy, guys. Keep it classy. Let's take another call. Go ahead. Unscreen caller, you're on the air. Are you a brony?
Jesus Christ.
Caller from 717 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello? Hey.
Children and toddlers. It is about six ponies. Twilight Sparkle, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie,
oh, here we go.
Oh, thank God.
And how they use the power of friendship to overcome situations that happen.
What? I don't even. Okay.
Okay, so you just spit up a whole bunch of brony facts. First off, hi, how are you?
Good.
You're not going to get kicked off the show, but you got to do a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about bronies.
Okay. My name is Gygus. I am a brony, kind of. I don't see anything wrong with just liking the show. I mean, I like the show. I don't, you know, go around forcing people to like it. I don't do any of that stuff. I just, you know, kind of like the show. What?
What drew you to the show in the first place?
4chan.
4chan. Okay, you obviously knew that this show was designed for little girls, and yet you still felt compelled to watch it anyways.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and instead of just being ashamed about it like a normal human being, you decided to become public with it?
I never said that I'm public with it. I'm just saying that,
you're telling us right now that you're a brony, you know?
Yeah, but I don't like go around shouting, hey, everybody, I'm a brony.
Okay,
but if
somebody was to look at you, would it be painfully obvious that you were a brony?
No. Fuck no.
Oh.
I'm just
what's
happy.
Your favorite,
I'm
what's
so
your favorite
close.
Character?
I'm looking for
what's
the hardcore one.
Hello, what's your favorite character?
I don't have a favorite.
Okay, just name a couple characters for me that are, you know, that you like.
Jerky Hooves, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Applejack. Shout out to my friends in Skype that like Applejack.
Whoa. Like the cereal?
That's the name of the pony. It's not.
No.
It's also a drink. Believe it or not.
Oh, my heart. It hurts.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Well, let's burn through some more calls here. Oh, by the way, FRD is back with us. Also, Melissa, you're back on the line. It's audio spaghetti as we go down the line and add more people. We're hoping to get some by the way, if anybody wants the phone numbers of any of these bronies.
I do. Tweet them to me.
Who's
that one?
Wait, which one is that?
What is that noise?
What the hell's happening?
Is that English?
Make it stop.
Is that K-pop?
Yeah, that was our friend Jeff.
Definitely wasn't Gangnam Style, that's for sure.
Hey, I want to, if I could, I want to address the last caller that tried to compare this to sports teams.
Yes, by all means. But before you do that, Melissa, we have to remind our listeners that we're about to go off the air right now. But the show is going to continue. If you want to get aboard this roller coaster ride as it jettisons into hyperspace and overtime, now is your chance. Call in 347-826-7667 or hit the Skype button, or else you're going to miss the ship. The mothership is about to take off. What's that, Melissa?
Tell them they don't have to talk. They can call in and listen to the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of people are called in and just listening. If you want to, talk, you press the number one. But anyways, to our live listeners, good night. Thank you. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentBay. And we are in overtime, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa, you were saying.
What the sports thing? I think maybe, and look, I'm not even, backing it, but I think what the dude was maybe trying to say was, how is it that, dudes will sit around watching bros in tight shorts slap each other on the asses running around, and that's all good. They can get obsessed with those players and want their fucking jerseys with their sweat on them and shit, but that's not gay, but liking ponies is.
Yes, absolutely.
That's my only... I'm just roughly translating from what I thought what he might have meant. And go.
It's kind of hard to attack a pastime like that. I mean, sports are sports. You know,
hey,
they've been around.
Ponies are pastime too, bro.
No, it's not.
You want your kids like some ponies?
I'm half kidding.
All right, let's take another call. 661 area code, you're on the air. You're unmuted. Hey, who's it? Finally.
Wow.
Is this a dubstep version?
Oh my god, is that what they call dubstep?
It's warm, warm. Yeah, you just play
it. I think it was Skrillex.
It's basically, you do that. You take any song, and then you put in a little breakbeat that goes, and then you go back to the regular song, and you go back to the... It's terrible.
Hey, Vince, you've got a knack for that. You might want to try that dubstep shit out before it fucking stops being...
No, I hate it. It's terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
like,
pretty good
Gangnam Style?
Bullshit.
You like Gangnam Style. Okay.
Well, the Gangnam Style dubstep...
I love that song.
Well, unfortunately, I can't play Gangnam Style anymore because of this new Goofy Bone administration. But I can't. There's nothing that says I can't play Gangnam Style spoofs. They're not the actual Gangnam Style song.
You know, there's a really good one from the My Little Pony community. I'm just saying. I'll
no way. There's a My Little Pony Gangnam Style.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
You've got to be kidding.
I am not kidding.
That is absolutely.
What happened? What's going on?
I think my head was...
There's a My Little Pony Gangnam Style video.
No.
Doing the dance with the sunglasses on.
See, this is why they're evil. They take over everything that I like.
See, the internet takes over everything anybody likes.
Yeah, but I love the internet. I love the internet.
You shut down. It's the outlaw.
But this is the beauty of the internet.
You should have to fill out an application to join.
This is the beauty of the internet. You get to ignore anything you don't want to pay attention to. So why the fuck...
And you get to troll anything you do want
to
pay attention to.
Oh,
so
that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, we could ignore it or we could try to destroy it.
Yeah.
I want to destroy. I vote destroy.
All right, let's destroy this caller.
It's so cute.
Hang on a second. Caller from 425 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'm a dope-ass nigga, dope-ass killer, dope-ass nigga, don't blow the trigger.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant.
All right.
Is Tyrone on the line?
Thanks for coming out. I think Tyrone's here somewhere. We'll get to him in a second. I'm just going down the line here. We've got like 22 callers right now.
Nice.
22 soundboards coming at us.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller from the area code 757. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'm a dope.
Who called at that time? Was it Hammy?
I have that guy's number if you want his number. Yep.
Hey, all of the problem children, all of the problem children get tweeted to Shadow DXS.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ion?
I don't do that, but Ghost used to call people back. Like he'd be
call
like, "Hey,
back?
Should I call him back?"
Ghost used to call people back and like talk to their moms and stuff.
Yeah. On air. Yeah, brilliant.
Nothing wrong with that.
Get Danny to call.
That's what
him
I want
back
on my mom's phone, so please don't do that.
Good to know.
All right,
right.
Let's pick another one. This is a call, a blocked number, unscreened. Go ahead, you're on the air. Who's this?
I'm a dope ass nigga.
Of course, wow.
Of course you are. I have a feeling we only have maybe one or two of the dope ass Negro crap coming up. Hang on a second. The wheels are spinning here. Damn.
Shadow got pawned by a brony tonight.
I did?
Yeah, bro, he called you out with your makeup shit when you were all tripping.
No, Hammurabi called me out. Hammurabi was the one that did that.
Blah, blah, blah. Denial, listen up, bitch. I listened to the
whole
thing.
Shut up, Mr. Clean. Shut up.
You were dropping all your knowledge of hate on these bronies.
Why are you so mad, bro?
Oh, I'm not mad, bro. I'm just talking, you know, just telling the truth, laying it down. And
my ass,
see,
he would know the truth.
Just
bitching
you
your bald head.
For you. I'm looking out for you, but I got to tell you the truth.
You ain't looking out for nobody.
Well, listen to what I have to say, and then you can...
No,
like
I don't want to, because you
want to
sit here and baby the phone. Dude, what a good... Shush. Shush.
See, he knows I got you, bitch.
No, no.
Oh, I love you. All I have to say is, yeah, the fake brony. He called you out, man, saying you like to dress up after you said, I like to, you know, represent my colors of ICP, which I respect. Whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he called me out, man. I flat out admitted to that. You're an idiot.
But he called you out.
But,
saying that their organization dressing like fags or whatever they are. And,
dude, their organization is designed for 9-year-old girls and below.
That's different.
Okay, Shadow and XU Out are in the green room. Let's take more calls, shall we? Okay. Let's see. Go ahead, block caller. You're on the air.
I'm a dope ass nigga.
I'm a dope
ass nigga. You called it. Boom. All right, here's another block caller. Unscreened. Go ahead.
I'm a dope ass nigga.
Hello.
All right, we see.
Wow.
We're being productive here. We let those guys work it out in the green room while burning through these colors. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, block.
I'm a dope ass nigga.
Nigga, dope ass nigga.
Yep, 4477.
Vince, am I muted?
You're still. No, you're
here.
Hi. Everybody's unmuted. What?
Who else
except
is still here?
Ban all bronies.
Well, right.
I'm unmuted. You can chime in if you want. Self-mute yourself. We also have Harry 28 man. What's going on?
I'm a dope ass nigga.
That's what I thought.
Hey Vince, what's the number to call back in?
You can't call back in once you're kicked off.
Oh, you hung up on Danny.
Give me a fucking break. Are you serious?
Yeah.
But he was playing that shit.
No.
Oh.
Are you sure?
That's what he's saying is jabber.
Oh.
Is he
typing? Dude. You know what? The thing is, on my switchboard, there's like a delay and stuff. And like I'll click and double click. Like sometimes I'll mute people on accident, or I'll put them, you know, and I might have double clicked and hung up on some people inadvertently.
He hung up on me earlier. That's okay,
just,
though.
Tell him to direct dial my Skype, dude. It's fishtank underscore shitter, and I'll pull him in.
I'll pull him in. It's all good.
There you go.
Yeah. Somebody's got to have the technology and the wherewithal to pull that off. Let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Area code 302.
Killer, don't fast nigga, don't blow the.
See, it was during the course of getting rid of that piece of shit that I think I inadvertently hung up on some people. So if anybody else was hung up on, my apologies. So that's it. Everybody else is just listening. Unless they want to talk, you press the number 1 on your keypad. That raises your hand. You can join the conversation. Press the number 1. We lost Hammurabi's. Uh-oh.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. Hammurabi's just dropped.
Should we just talk about sports then?
I think he did something wrong trying to pull in Danny.
Can you not get back in once? Like,
oh, we lost another caller too. I don't know who that was.
No, I just heard someone cackle though. Who just?
They're dropping.
Well, we can talk about sports and your sad attempt at trying to defend it. I thought that was pretty bad. You trying to rationalize them and comparing it to sports.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can make fun of me about that. I'm just gonna try to say like.
Well, I mean, how can you compare? How can you compare the whole My Little Pony fandom to sports? I mean. Sports is like the dude said before, it's an American pastime. I mean, anywhere you go out in public, you can have a legitimate conversation with somebody and start up about sports. You know, it could be the most casual of casual. Go out in public and have a conversation about ponies. You're going to be looked at, you know, parents are going to take their kids and they're going to, you know, get out of that place. It's pretty crazy, you know. I think a lot of people and a lot of these bronies, they like to... Like, oh, sports, you know, look at all these sports people and shit. It's a great thing. Sports is an amazing thing for somebody to be a casual fan of. In the business, for business and for just the social ability of it. So, and you know, you can't really compare sports to bronies.
My answer to that is I completely agree with you. And my answer to that criticism is I was merely, and I said it at the time, I said, I think what he was trying to say is this. It does not mean I agree with it. It doesn't mean that I put it in the same category at all. I just heard what he said, and I heard him very badly eloquate that. And I was trying to say what he was trying to do was say this. It doesn't mean I agree with it. And I love sports, so, I mean, whatever. Like, and
yeah, okay. I thought,
I'm one of those weird people that can always strangely see things from every person's side, even if I don't agree with it, and go like, I think that what they're trying to say is this.
Hey, FRD, Danny and Hammurabi are probably going to call you.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
So just haul them in when they do. And don't drop off like Hammer did.
I'll try not to.
All right, let's take...
prevent.
Okay. Yeah, what's the question? Go ahead, what's the question?
I want to know, like, because you're always so diplomatic about everything.
Okay,
that's funny.
I'm the host, I'm the moderator.
Right. And then, like, but I try to figure shit out through, like, your tweets, like, what's this dude really about? What does he really care about? Right?
Nothing. I'm a nihilist.
I know. However, is there a sports team you really like? Like, when it comes to football, baseball, basketball, like, any of that shit, is there anything you really care about? Because I can't even tell. You just talk shit, and it's magical and lovely. But do you really care about anything? I'm a Raiders fan, so I'm very hardened
and cynical.
Well, you have to be, because you're a Raiders fan. And I understand, because I grew up in Oakland, so...
I have Barry... Oh, see, we lost Fish Tank Shitter just tried to pull those guys in, FRD. Just tried to pull them in, gone, dropped.
Oh, man.
So nobody tries Skyping with anybody else. Apparently you can't do that anymore. You used to be able to do it.
In the after hours?
Anytime. Like, anytime. I tried to do it before, and it dropped me. Hey, let's check back in with Shadow and X You Out, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Why the fuck are
they talking? How many people are on this list waiting?
People.
What list?
A bunch of people.
Oh, wait. It just says I'm muted.
I think it's Vince who's unmuted.
I'm unmuted. Yeah, you're right. So there continue, guys. Go ahead. Don't let us interrupt you.
Oh, that's horrible.
All right. I'm going to go ahead.
I just got trolled by a digital DJ.
Yes, you did, motherfucker. That's twice tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people have had some spent some time in the green room tonight. You're not the only ones. Let's try another call here. Go ahead, 781. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're unmuted.
Hello.
You're on
what's good? This is Aegis.
Who?
Aegis.
Kevin.
Y'all know you. What's going on?
Oh, Kevin. The other guy that pulled his thing out on camera.
Yeah, Kevin.
He's got a much bigger dick than me, but just saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that, but I think the episode was entertaining, to say the least. I mean, you had a wide variety of viewpoints on, and this whole Bernie thing, honestly, it creeps me out a little when I see, you know, the ponies being sexualized like that. I feel for the ponies, and I don't... I don't like to see that, you know? Like,
yeah, you're a pony, pony rights activist. Absolutely. They should not be abused like
right.
this.
Wait,
that
is a good thing to ask.
How
do the ponies feel?
Oh, shit.
Continue. Do you have like a Bitcoin or WePay that we can contribute to help in your endeavors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a Bitcoin address.
All right, drop it.
Really ramble the number
I'm not going to drop it right here because it's 48 characters long. And it's all pseudo random, so.
Drop it.
What, you can't read 48 digits?
I just don't think it would be a productive use of our time.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, we're in overtime, dude.
How much time do we have?
All right, so you guys are gonna send me bitcoins, and I'm gonna use this to fight for the fight for the rights of ponies against sexual exploitation.
Roger that.
Yeah.
All right.
All I gotta say about that is.
So. You can send one of those bitcoins to 1AGEISUSV9NJ3AGGQLM
27 18 BPJWYMVR1FPCHGHTWAVC35.
And that's it. That's the Bitcoin address. We're going to kick off this campaign to fight for the rights of ponies.
Now watch. Somebody actually got all that.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, let's take another call. Go ahead. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air now. Who's this?
I'm a dope-ass nigga.
That's what you thought. God, we found them all.
Wasn't that Danny?
That one was persistent as fuck.
That's not Danny, is it? Danny?
No.
Yeah, it's Tyrone. You got to remember, Danny's Tyrone tonight.
Yeah, but he called in as Tyrone.
Yeah, he was that horrible impersonator of a black person at the very top of all this show.
Yeah,
I don't know, he sounded pretty ignorant to me.
I actually accidentally hung up on him, apparently. I don't know. But I've hung up on a lot of people tonight, so it's nothing personal that happens. Oh, speaking of hanging up, somebody that's definitely worthy of it, but I've not done so. I've just had him on mute, but let's check back in with him. The one true phenomenon. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? You know, sitting here listening to the show, listening to all you argue, you know? What's up?
I'm a
dope-ass nigger.
Dope-ass nigger, yeah, I've been hearing that quite a little bit. What's up with that? I don't have any idea.
Yeah, that'd be the mantra.
Relatively off topic, yes.
Yeah, totally not in line with tonight's topic.
Hey,
major
Brownie.
Yo, what's up?
What's an Applejack?
A pony.
A pony.
And a food. And apparently a drink. That's news to me.
No,
I didn't know that.
Applejack.
When I was a kid, I used to have Applejack cereal, and it was like one of my favorites next to Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Peanut Butter Crunch.
I actually got a box of that shit, I think.
I mean,
wasn't it Apple
Smacks? No, not Apple
Smacks.
Apple Jacks. Okay,
I remember
when
they added the green ones.
That's good
shit.
Apple Smack was like the generic. Apple Jacks was the original.
Yeah, that was one that had a little green frog on it. I didn't like that one.
Froggy
tasted bad.
That was like the Pathmark brush or some shit.
What's that thing called? The
And I've been waiting 20 minutes. Come on now.
All right,
well, the
go
best
ahead,
part is the flavor of the milk after all the Apple Jacks are gone.
That's
cinnamon.
Yeah.
But anyways, the reason why
I'm waiting
asked
for 20
was,
minutes,
did,
listen to people talk about
did this My Little Pony show actually destroy
Great.
The Apple Jack cereal?
I don't think
one of their characters,
what?
Applejack.
I do not believe
no.
they destroyed the cereal, no.
No.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, if they got a, do they have a character?
Like, you waited 20 minutes to ask that stupid fucking question.
Look, I'm fat, okay? I talk about food. Get over it.
Yo, I love food.
Oh, is that your shadow that asked that stupid-ass question about Apple Jacks?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Just instant retract, huh?
No. But there's the cereal, and then there's the orange pony, yellow hair. Or it's a sweet
orange
apple.
Pony. It's an orange
yeah.
pony at that? Applejack
yeah,
is
orange.
Orange, man. That's
I know,
wrong.
It's kind of a ripoff. It is. And, yeah.
I think whoever made the Applejack cereal sued Hasbro for that one.
Well, no, because I'm pretty sure in previous generations she was around and named that, and I don't know how long Applejack cereal has been in existence, but it
forever.
Might
1927.
Why don't we just start a campaign and call Kellogg, I think they're the people that produced it, and then just start playing like Apple Gap clips until they get so pissed off that they do fucking film.
The company
that might work.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea.
We will just
no,
the
company would have figured it out by now.
That's good.
Come on.
Yeah, I bet someone's done that.
What do you think would happen if we actually got My Little Pony pulled off the air? I mean, do you think there would be retaliation?
People would be mad.
Episodes downloaded and it's still spread around online. It doesn't
I would
matter.
I'm saying, like, there's no more episodes after what's already out.
Well, I would actually, it's a large speculation that season 3 will be the last, considering there's only, what, 16 episodes? Why am I asking you guys? No, you don't know. 16 episodes, I believe.
I honestly, at this point, I wonder how many little girls are actually watching this show. I think most of their fans are...
Really?
You know,
yeah, probably less. Probably less than...
None.
I've never
there's
seen a little girl with My Little Pony.
That's pathetic.
It is pathetic. My Little Pony thing, I mean, I've seen a lot of these trends and shit, but this one is really just out there. And I side
yeah.
with Vince all day long and
this
going,
is
what the
further,
hell is this?
Further evidence if you've
what,
not...
What, have you ever even watched it?
This is further evidence of our pussified, dumbed-down next generation
Amen.
Of kids who are, you know, don't have a father figure.
Oh, hey there, Stormfront. How are you doing?
You're right,
and
Vince. Continue.
I got a question, Vince.
What?
Have you ever watched an MLP episode
Thank
ever?
You.
Of course.
There's
of
the
course.
Question of the day.
You have.
I had sisters growing up. I had sisters growing up.
No,
but that's different. That's different.
That.
This is different shit. You,
it
you
is
don't
different.
Understand. Like, I grew up with, like the OG My Little Ponies,
you
right?
Grew up with the shitty
yeah, with Tony Randall.
They scared me. They scared me. They did nothing for me. They were stupid and uninteresting. It was vapid crap. It was crap, bro. Like, I mean, I'm in your age group. I'm pretty sure. I'm 37. Like, but I'm telling you, the shit that's out now is completely different. It's not even close to the same.
It's fantastic.
So
it's
they're
business.
Yeah, I don't know. It
and
seems
I'm not
pretty
gonna,
bad.
I'm not going
to
like
straight to the brownies. Then is what you're saying.
For sure,
the
woman
you see online
that.
Is
unmuted.
Honestly,
no,
online
I'm
muted.
Unfortunately, everybody is unmuted.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Melissa's right. She's got a great point, but this is coming from a female's point of view, which it's all respectable. But I guess this brony thing has to do with males.
Yep.
Over the age of 18, watching this My Little Pony. Am I correct in that it's about
yep.
the men watching this program?
No,
yeah.
it's yep. no. The term brony is basically it's from like 12 and up, I'd say. But really,
no.
the majority
12,
of what you're speaking.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's 12, pretty low.
Like
it's
three
pretty low.
My
three
question is where are the bullies at that are supposed to be teaching these kids that, you know, that kind of stuff's not tolerated in society?
Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about.
We knew
like, none of y'all would
watch that's not cool.
If you ever
every little girl
really
wants a pony, right?
Every little girl
I want
not,
It's not the same shit as it used to be. It's a different show. It's like, and I mean, I've not watched all of them. I don't give a fuck enough to watch all of them. But I've seen enough. All right,
but this is about bronies. We're not talking about My Little Pony. All right.
This isn't about the show. It's about people that follow and obsess the show.
Yeah, but it's a really big group.
I'd like to hear more from the GNA a guy who was on, because he had a lot to say about, you know, his opinion on what's going on with this.
Oh, God, I completely forgot about him. I hope he didn't hang up.
What is that, gay nigger?
He dropped out a long time ago. He dropped out.
I don't know if he's... Oh, he dropped? All right.
No.
That was interesting what he had to say, representing an organization. We're all representing ourselves.
Yeah, very, very prestigious organization.
Quotation marks around that word.
I'm going to go stalk the DNA after this, and I'm going to try to, like, help.
And I will point out the GNA's security offshoot, Goatsea Security, has a very strong record on, just pointing out exploits on the internet.
He's laughing his ass off at me right now. I just want to point it out. My boyfriend is laughing his ass off at me. Fucking
everybody should laugh. It's all good and fun. It's all in fun here. It's all
just
in
look
fun.
At the track record. You know, we know what GNA AA stands for.
I don't look by names. I look by what they have to say. And then I look at the organization and what the members have to say and what their message is and what they stand for. And I would agree with some, disagree with a lot. But who they is doesn't matter. They're human beings to me, and they happen to find things out that I haven't found out, and it's all information. Look beyond all this.
I'm seriously shocked at how little tolerance people have for shit they don't understand as being entertaining for someone else.
It's disappointing.
It's a sad comment on society. We failed somehow. See, I think this is just a symptom of how we failed as a culture here in the United States.
That's what happens when you elect Obama.
You hand out this to everybody.
You know when it all went down, Vince? You'll be able to relate to this. You know when it all went down? During the Clinton days, during the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. And all these stocks being worth all this money, and everybody was rich. Well, at that time, there was a transformation that happened. There was, we have all this fake money.
Terrible song.
That right now. Whoever's doing that.
Let's build these big houses.
Yeah, it's not me. I don't do that shit.
And everyone got into debt up into their ass. They wanted to give their children a good lives, and since they got into debt, realized they didn't have all this money, hence now mommy and daddy need to work. Now mommy and daddy need to work now, and the kids get neglected, they get put into the daycare, which they think they're doing a good job doing, and it's in their best interest, but it's just a massive trickle-down effect, and what happens is what you see today. I mean, seriously, take a look at the past just 5 years. Look at the kids today. I mean, really, the kids from 14 and under. You mean to tell me things aren't just vastly wrong with
these kids?
The kids
are killing themselves, man.
Kids? I mean, it's crazy shit.
Kids these days are raised on television and internet without any kind of supervision.
The parents.
Did you guys hear about this one kid named Mitchell? And
no.
He was in seventh grade. He lost his iPod, dude. He shot himself in the head.
What the fuck?
Over an iPod?
I'm sorry, but if you really believe that the only reason that kid killed himself is because of his iPod?
Yes.
No, because he wasn't raised properly with the morals and values. His parents neglected him.
Exactly.
Made them be
not everybody can be breastfed, Steve Austin.
Exactly. But I'm not, and I'm certainly going to defend the parents too, because
you can't blame the kid.
You can't blame anybody
for like what they place their value in. If that's all
flavored cactus, that's who that was. Flavored cactus was sound recording.
He was still here. Holy crap.
You're right, Vince. I'm telling you, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I witnessed it. I live it.
No, you don't.
And, yeah, it's out of control. The kids today, as every generation may say, oh, these kids today,
But no. You know,
no, but they're all like little stringy little hipster size waify people.
Oh, the girl pants. The skater girl pants.
You don't see many big muscular rounded guys.
They've been popular for over a fucking decade. Look, who gives a shit what pants are wearing?
It's disgusting to see 12-year-olds dressed as 21-year-olds.
It's a tendency in society that we need to oppose right now before it gets further out of control. You know, it's not about being intolerant. I mean, it is. It is, but
no,
it's more than that.
It's about how fucked the society has made what is important to people.
It's just basics.
It's
going to
get worse with all these regulations on football and all these kids that want to play, all these studies into freaking concussions and shit. So you're going to see a lot more pussy kids growing up.
That's a separate thing.
Concussions make for good people, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I think concussion studies are a wonderful thing.
I think we need to reinstitute bullies back into school. We need to let, full tackle football be a mandatory sport in school.
Yeah.
I mean, it...
No.
Rifle shooting. There should be a shooting range on every campus.
Absolutely.
Kids are bringing the guns to school anyways. Give them a shooting range.
Teach them up, man. They're
teach them how to actually aim it. Teach them how to conserve ammunition.
That's sick.
Teach them to friggin' be cool and like people and not friggin' hate as much as what's going on.
It's like stupid shit you just said.
I want the bullies back in school. You know how many fucking kids that I know of that are dead because of bullying? Is it funny
to mention
something like that? No, it's not.
Oklahoma.
Only funny if you've never gone
shit. Listen. I'm trying
only
to make
funny
a point.
No,
We have the ability to communicate to a lot of people right now with our technology. Back in the day, there were certain things that weren't said. And I guess I'm old-fashioned with that. May I be right or may I be wrong. But certainly saying it, and it's not just you or whoever said it, but that's the thought process today. And millions will say that as a joke, but there's people, it's not a joke too. And you have to take them into account. And no, it's not
being for the death of Amanda Todd.
It's sick. You know, look what was said.
It's all whatever, but
it's the truth. That's what's wrong with
tolerance.
Tolerance and friendship.
It's
simple logic, guys. The survival of the fittest. That's all there is to it.
You know what's sick about that? Is that only serves a certain amount of people. And it's to me, the sickness of the human condition of if you can't get down with what we're doing, you're worthless to us, and fuck you. And whatever you just, if you can't get in line with what we're doing, we don't give a shit about how you fucking feel or what's going to happen to you. We don't give a shit because you're useless. Because you're not doing it our way. And I have a giant problem with that. I have a giant problem with that. And fuck anyone. What?
I mean, this
how
is about
what?
My Little Pony, all right?
Are you kidding me? No.
Hey, this show.
Not that, obviously. Like, I don't give a fuck about MLP. I don't give a fuck about it, dude. It has given me a couple cute fucking memes I could laugh at.
You're on here defending it.
Yeah.
What I'm defending is anybody's separate way of thinking. That's what I'm here doing.
Okay, then why so harsh on the bronies or anti-bronies?
I'm not. What I'm harsh on is anybody who's going to like make someone feel like a piece of shit because they feel differently than someone else. I'm always going to have a problem with that.
But that's what the internet's made of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not.
The internet and real life are two different things.
But look, I'm talking to real people right now. I'm not dealing with the internet. Right now, like I understand,
these are internet people.
Yeah, you're talking nothing but internet people.
Real people.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as real people.
No, it's really not, because people in real life that only go on Facebook or work blue collar jobs, they know nothing about what a meme is. All of my friends, they're not internet peeps. Not one of them. They don't even know how to use fucking YouTube for crying out loud.
So I can't have a conversation with them because they will not understand it. They're not desensitized to these type of jokes that a lot of other people are. You know, they may watch South Park, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree completely.
Whatever.
This feels a lot like the No True Scotsman argument to me. That's just my feeling on it, because there's no real distinction between internet people and real people, because at the end of the day, everyone's
we're
the same person
people
on the internet.
Oh,
they
I
are
hate
off.
That. I hate that fucking saying. At the end of the day, oh, I hate that. What am I?
Yeah, sorry for bringing that up. I don't like
that,
it either.
That,
but
that and shout outs. I don't. Those don't belong on my show.
I want to give a shout out.
Shout out all the time.
No, you can't give shout outs. We give big ups here. We big ups.
I've heard you shout out people all the time.
I know. I'm trying to. It's a bad. It's a nasty habit, dude. Dude, fucking 90 year old people are shouting out nowadays. Are you kidding me? Come on, let's.
I want to give a shout out to George Bush.
No problem on that. No problem on that, Vince. Like, all of our lives are based on nasty habits. It's how we were raised to do it and how we were taught to do it.
Shout out to Pinkie Pie.
All right, who said that?
Whoa.
Wait, who said that?
Isn't that one of the what did she call it? Ponies.
Wait,
it's
one of the
Pinkie
hosts,
Pie,
yeah.
Pinkie and Pie is
a pony. Had to think for a word there.
Wait, what was that? I've got so many people on here.
How many?
Well, we're down to 11. We only have 11 callers left, but a lot of them are not. Oh, wait, here's one with. No. I thought that was a new hand. There's two people that are just lurking. They've been lurking the whole time. I don't know if they want to talk or if they're just hanging out.
Push the
I think
one
they're
button.
Scared.
Okay. Am I one of them? The 757 caller?
Wait, what's your name? Identify yourself.
Eric.
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Ciao.
What are you wearing, Eric?
You have a sex
phone. Yeah, we're not doing that. I'm not going to do that if that's what this is going to be about.
You're not brony, are you? Bronies, are you?
Well, I watch the show, but I'm a normal person and don't obsess over it.
Roja.
That's the best
Roja.
Explanation
Roja.
I can give.
Yeah,
Roja.
But yet again, you
that
chill and you probably conversate with other sick fucking people, which is like crazy. Like when you listen to the Howard Stern interview and he interviews those fucking ponies and they're like, do you know about this whole clopping thing? And they're like, yeah. Like they're ashamed of it, but then they ask him, do you watch it? And they're like, yeah. You know, so they're going to defend it. You probably know people that are into that shit. You probably might be yourself, but you're not going to admit it.
I mean, a casual stroll through any brony anything on the internet will show you that. And Howard Stern pretty much threw an arrow into an orchard and hit a tree, basically.
Threw an arrow into my knee.
It was beautiful, though. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
And
I
if
mean,
you go to the comment section on that YouTube video, it's just a bunch of butthurt
no
bronies, and they have nothing to say. Like, all their arguments are fucking invalid. It's great.
Well, hang on
a
minute. The people that go to cons are obviously going to be more into it than the people who don't go to cons, and the people who dress up at cons are obviously going to be more into it.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, I don't go to the Gathering of the Juggalos, and I'm pretty fucked down with clowns. You know, sometimes it can be, like, an issue of lack of funds or travel or you know, accommodation for hotel or something like that.
How
does
you down
don't necessarily
with the clowns
have to be, you know.
It's the internet.
Right, how does down with the clowns not sound gayer than being a brony?
The problem is this brony shit has infected the web, you know, like, I'm sitting there in IRC, I got these kids, like,
really?
Links.
Douglas, we've got the little, you know, how do magnets work? That's it. Bronies have literally just poisoned some of the best parts of the internet.
I think that Juggalo kid that was on Tosh.0 pretty much ruined everything for you.
Yeah.
Oh, the turtle kid, yeah.
God, that prick.
I honestly don't understand why you guys can't just ignore shit you don't like on the internet. I do it every day.
Because we're trolls.
Well, you don't want to ignore it.
It's paraded in front of us.
To make fun of.
What are we gonna? What are we supposed to do? Ignore it? No.
That's like
in front of my face.
Limited reply.
Love and tolerate.
Wait, what?
Fuck all that.
No, I mean, look, I...
That sounds like that prick you punched his face out on the boardwalk.
I'll spend a giant...
He wanted to hug
me,
okay, that's why I hit him.
Trying to hug you.
Hey, Melissa, I have a question for you. I don't know how old you are, but when you were in elementary school, did you ever fuck with those Lisa Frank Trapper Keepers or pencils? Does anybody know what Lisa Frank is? Just do a Google search on that. And that's my opinion of freaking bro.
Oh, God, they still had that crap when I was in school, dude.
I've got no shame in my game. I'm 37, and I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You don't know what Lisa Frank is? I'm
yeah,
a guy, and I know what
Google
that crap
search
is.
On Lisa Frank, and you'll
see. I'm
not going to
act like... I'm one of those people that doesn't get embarrassed about because I don't know about something. Like, we can't all know something, so please.
I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm just shocked that you're 37. You don't know what Lisa Frank is.
Trapper
Keeper
9000.
I don't know what Frank is. I mean, I know what Trapper Keepers are. I don't know what Lisa Frank is.
It was a brand. It was a specific brand.
There's no way that could be right!
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I'm sorry. I don't know, and I can't look around right now. I can't go online, or I would.
Well, I'm going to explain. It's just really colorful, you know, ponies, little kittens, flowers, rainbows, clouds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
okay,
this whole, like, real girly style. And if you were, like, a kid in elementary school and you rocked anything Lisa Frank, you're basically done for life. Like, that's, like, death sentence in elementary school. Like, that shit is so girly. And that's the way that I see fucking bronies. I'm like, I guess if that's the way you want it, but just keep it to yourself. Don't fucking go on the internet and spread that.
Why parade around and then
try to
expect other people to tolerate it? I don't want to tolerate you. Why don't you just leave me alone?
Are you guys talking about, like, those, like, where there's just, like, oh, I've got a binder keeper. It's got fluffy kittens on it.
Yeah, they're, like, binders and folders and pens and pencils and boxes and, you know, things like that.
I saw it on binders. I think I'm just old enough to maybe have missed that, the height of that popularity. But, okay. I mean, I get your point. I get your point.
Yeah.
But I'm,
I just think, like, everything's not all rainbows and, like, pink, nice, comfy stuff and pillows and shit.
But isn't it okay to just think that it is? Come on.
There are some hard lessons to learn in life and, like, this other shit is just escape. It's just escapism, straight up, like, ignoring reality.
No drugs.
Escapism. What is an escapism? Are you gonna try to tell me that, like, being into comic books is an escapism, or being into drugs is an escapism, or being into
okay? All of these things that you're trying to suggest are still not as bad as bronies.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
Juggalos.
Bronies are disgusting.
Why is it not? What's different?
It's like it's overindulgent and just like offensive, frankly.
You're really gonna tell me? You're really gonna talk to me about, like, Comic Con?
Yes, we are.
Say that
we are gonna look you dead in the ear and tell you that.
There's nothing. Okay, so you're telling me that there's nothing overindulgent about the people that get into like Comic Con shit. You're really gonna say that?
No, not at all. Not one bit. Especially
nothing,
that cool dude that dresses like Deadpool.
Why is that any? Why is that different?
What about anime?
Because.
Exactly.
Anime fags.
What's that anime?
They're just weird. That's all they are. They're awkward.
They're awkward
versions.
No, see, this is just shit that you can understand and you like. And you're basically deciding because you don't like it or you don't get it that there's something wrong with it.
You don't comprehend trolls, do you?
Oh, I absolutely do. But
it's
really
okay
hard
to...
No, you've said that like 7 or 8
cool.
times now. I think you really don't. I think you failed to grasp the concept of what a troll is for.
If you knew who my boyfriend was, you would
not... Maybe she's trolling us.
He's that Anon sicko, dude, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's trolling us.
Reverse trolling. Oh, my God.
Maybe I am getting trolled here, but I've seen that Anon sicko's tweets. I'm not impressed.
I don't care if you are. It's not my point. I don't need you to be. I don't care.
To be honest.
What'd you say, Vince?
It's a triple inverted troll.
Great. Look, like... It's. I mean, I'm not going to feel bad if I don't, like, look, I am not from the internet.
Why are you trying to stress the point so much that they're just regular people? Look, it's not a big deal. We don't like them. We want to go to war with them. That's all there is to it.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like.
Stamp them out.
If you don't like someone just because of a TV show that they watch, that's, I think, more retarded than being a brony. Because at least some bronies can turn it down, but if you
I've never said that I was
a
smart person. I never admitted to being smart. In fact, you would be considered more retarded than me if you assumed that I was smart.
Very good point. Very good
personally,
point.
I mean, come on, I paint my face like a clown. What do you expect from me?
Yeah,
you know what I say about that?
Much,
you can do whatever the fuck you want. That's what I say about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, just
live in America. Just do whatever the fuck you want.
And so my point is, then why does anybody give a shit what anybody else is doing if it's not fucking harming anybody else?
You know what, Melissa?
It is harming people.
I have a serious problem with it. Well, I'm a very tolerant person, and it bothers me. I can let a lot of things slide. I can let Juggalos slide. If I can let Juggalos slide, I can let anything slide. But
apparently not, though.
Because it's just not right. It's like 30-year-old people fetishizing over something that's marketed to a 9-year-old girl.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, but that's such a small part of the fandom.
That's my point, too.
Even having a fucking brony picture in your cookies or in your, like, internet, saved files in your computer is, like, that's a risk to a lot of people. Like, if someone were to go through and see that you had even looked at that shit, like, you're in a pretty big predicament.
If somebody say I was involved with that kind of stuff. If somebody ever found something like that on my computer...
Jesus
I'd throw that thing out the window.
I downloaded pictures from my slideshow tonight. I gotta fucking take those off my drive.
I'd rather have gay porn on my computer than have.
I would do a DOD compliant.
Someone with gay porn.
Sure, why not? Like, at least have human on human. And I get it. Like,
I would wipe that drive five times.
Never.
So you want me to send my entire pony folder?
It's obviously not for you to get then. Then don't comprehend it and just get over it. We don't like them. That's all there is to it.
Yes, expressing your opinion. We're having a discussion.
It's
not my fault.
You're
too ignorant to comprehend the fact that we just genuinely hate these people for what they are.
Are you talking about the people you like? No. Are you talking about
anybody that genuinely calls themselves a brony? They are the enemy. That's all there is to it.
Then I guess we're enemies.
Well, that's some close minded. All right,
let's polarize things.
American ass shit. Go right ahead. Fit in with the rest of how America does everything.
I'm sorry,
sounds accurate.
I appreciate you being the voice of reason, but I'm going to have to side with everybody else on this. We must exterminate all bronies.
I think we're getting closer to Godwin's law, which I think we have to mention Hitler. Oh,
like Hitler?
No.
Not familiar with his work, but I have this idea about how we can put these guys, we can somehow... If it, we'll go to the BronyCon and we'll somehow like infiltrate the
mosh pit.
I'm saying we can gas them. We can like gas them through the air vents of the convention center.
I was thinking about liquid gas. I don't know if anybody knows that.
I'll gas them for you.
Someone we don't like in
and
the building,
ones that are left, we'll put in a gulag.
You'd be doing us a favor getting rid of those fucks.
You're on the list too. Get over it.
Re-education. They need re-education. That's all.
I look at it as a risk, though. You are like a different breed of human being.
Exactly.
So you're saying
you were the
eight
victims of the late 2000s.
I'm part of it.
On the internet.
Brony Rights Initiative hitting the ballot here in San Francisco.
Bye, Brony.
Do we lose somebody?
Yeah. One of the bronies just signed off.
Oh, God.
No! Our only victim's gone.
Tears.
You mad,
bro? Oh, he's still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah, no, I'm still here. There's a thing on my phone. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he's still here. Hooray.
Say something.
So, how often does the show air, anyway?
You're not Flavored Cactus,
but
it's every Friday and then here and there in between.
Okay.
Why do they got to do it on Friday, man? Friday's a good day to do stuff. That's just wrong. Put it on Monday where I don't care about it.
Please don't put it on Saturday morning.
I don't do stuff.
Pop up shows whenever it's relevant. But you should pay more attention to the internet, because if you did, you'd know that.
No Saturday mornings, okay?
Yeah, no, you stay the fuck away from my Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, me too, you know, because MLC.
There aren't any Saturday morning
cartoons.
You guys down for
the next episode, next Saturday?
Yeah, we should have a listening party.
Yeah, you can live stream it. Get all up in here. Join the herd.
Oh, I swear if you bring that My Little Pony trash on the air.
We can critique in real time.
Oh, we lost Eric. Eric, the brony guy, he's gone. That's who we lost.
That's all right.
You mad, bro?
My jimmies have been ruffled.
No, I mean...
ruffled on the earth.
I mean, before we declare all at war or whatever, we should be fair to them. We can watch an episode or whatever.
Vince, am I on?
Oh, yeah. You're unmuted. Go ahead, please.
Right. I have a point to say, and that is that you guys. Well, I'm not defending the Bronies. No, I would never defend them. But they're sick. But still, fandoms in general, like any fandom, you think about it. All they do, that's their life, is that fandom. The Juggalos, that's their life, is the Juggalos. The Bronies.
That's not true. That's not true, man. It's a hobby. It's a side thing.
Oh, see, so it's a side thing for a Juggalo, but it's not a side thing if you like ponies.
It is for me.
Get over it. Defining characteristics.
There are more sick fucks out there, like furries. And
oh my god, I hate furries.
Oh, don't bring that up. Don't.
These things are unrelated, and you're trying to draw lines between them, and that's not fucking. Like, I'm getting really sick of lines being drawn between things that aren't.
More connections. Like, you even say.
Why do you get so mad about this stuff? They're freaks.
How do you know I'm mad?
Hold on.
I'm not a freak.
There's other fandoms too that you might not think are this, but they're kind of the same if you think about it. Religious people, trolls, their life are trolling. And religious people, their life is religious.
Like the Westboro Church.
So they're all connected in a way.
Dude, you're talking to someone that eats, sleeps, breathes, and shit and to trolling.
Well, yeah, that's your life. And
exactly.
Yeah, you have to worry about
a Christian person trying to get money
to freaking. Like, you know, going out on the sidewalk trying to hand out pamphlets. That's your only thing with freaking, you know, religious people. You'll see them on the internet, but they're not going to be, you know, spamming your boards unless they're trolls. You know, because they're smart enough to know they're not going to go into a freaking hive like that and just start, you know, spamming dumb shit that people don't want to see. Why don't they understand that nobody wants to see that shit? They haven't got the freaking memo that, you know, it's not okay to go and spam these stupid pictures and memes everywhere. Like,
Thank you.
I guess maybe because some of their fans are with there, but go to your own little place, you know, do your own little thing. I won't have a problem with them because I didn't know about them until I started listening to freaking Ghost Show and hearing their goddamn high-pitched voices and their stupid audio clips and their failed troll attempts. It was just fucking dumb.
I totally
loved the fact that he just destroyed them. Like you couldn't have got a wake-up call by how hard Ghost was bashing you and your fandom, yet they still continue to listen. They fucking loved that shit. And they got a kick out of it. So.
I think they enjoyed the negative attention.
I totally agree with you, but I must say that there's other fandoms that do the same crap, and no one does it to them.
But we're not at war with other fandoms. We're at war with bronies.
And even
let me make a point, please.
Trolls are fandoms of their own.
Another one?
Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, another one. Like, I really don't understand how, like. If somebody's saying something, like, you started this out talking about, like, ghosts got their shit sold by bronies, quote-unquote, right? And then you said it was tied into 4chan. Are you really going to tell me that all those people that called it from 4chan were actually bronies? No. They got someone said, hey, let's all go troll this dude. And this is what bothered him.
The fact that they troll people with brony stuff just shows that it's something that's not accepted. It's something that people genuinely don't like.
And it's what's going to bother this particular fucking radio host.
Hey, on their little Ford symbol.
But do you think they're going to continue the charade? That's just, you know, I guess there may be a couple of people that did that. But if you go and look on Twitter and you go look at all his followers and people that interact with them on a consistent basis, they are real fucking bronies. I mean, it's not just some, like, mythical,
I'm not trying to say,
you know,
right,
some
right.
mystery.
That'd be like
it is.
Like,
they are.
Okay. It's kind of like if I was watching something happen online and I saw some dick wad talk about how only white people are capable of running for president or some shit, right? Now,
well, that's true.
I'm sorry, but it's like if somebody invites something, they're going to then invite people who are going to say whatever the fuck is going to piss this guy off as hard as they can. I'm just trying to say that it's ridiculous to think that every single, like, this is on 4chan. 4chan.
See, now I'm going
these
back
people,
to my previous statement. You obviously don't understand trolls.
I was
no,
just about
I
to say that.
Obviously do. Why don't you wait a minute? People will glom onto anything they can do. This is going to piss someone off. Go here and say this to piss them off. You're actually going to try to tell me that does not happen on 4chan?
Nope, not
hey
at all. Not one bit.
Hey, everybody. Oh, I've never been on 4chan, and I don't know what I'm talking about at all. Like, okay, okay, that doesn't happen. That's bullshit.
No, dude, 4chan are nice people, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
They're not. I'm not saying that.
You're a damn liar.
There's not nice people on 4chan. Oh, my God. Are you kidding
me? This post requires a 4chan gold account. Please post your credit card information.
Hey, man, I've had a 4chan gold account forever, man.
Dude, they're so legit.
What does that have to do with
it? I've got three.
All right, everybody, that's it. I'm putting the chat, the room on lockdown. Everybody's getting muted. We only have we have less than 5 minutes left. The show is going to end soon, so I'm going to give everybody 45 seconds. Each person 45 seconds to put in a final word, final thoughts, whatever you want to do. You got 40 seconds, and we're going to start with this person. Who is this? I just unmuted you. Hello? Six one caller? Hello, caller? Going once, going twice. Are you self-muted? Is this... Hello?
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, Vert. That's Vert. Hey, man. Did you want to say anything about before we get out?
No, that's right. Thanks.
You sure?
Yep. You move on.
All right. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you've got 30 seconds. What's up?
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I'll see you on the flip side. I mean, I hope we can get this campaign to stop the sexual exploitation of these ponies off the ground. I mean, because it's a real issue in my opinion. It's a substantive issue. It's important. It should get the public eye. The public should know about this. And that's all. It's a scandal.
All right, let's go to X you out. Final thoughts.
Well, my final thoughts are basically this is all new to me, and from what I've learned, it's pretty discouraging. And like other things I've seen, I think it's a fad that'll go away, but it needs a little bit more attention because I'm hearing some stories that I'm shocked about myself. But yeah, yet another thing that we should be aware of, this brownie thing, and learn about it, and then take your opinion on it for what you will, but yeah, it's not a good thing. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Vince. Shout out to everybody, or props, or whatever the hell it's called. And another great show, Vince. Good job.
All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Ban all bronies. Final thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'd like to say that I think as long as this war on bronies little campaign continues, I think we should all do our best effort and try, you know, get our skills together and put together some sort of impact to get these dudes the fuck out of here. I'm doing my best. Like I said earlier, I have something in the works. If this thing continues on for the next couple of months, I'm going to push it out there, and hopefully it can attract some sort of attention and be laws worthy. So expect it. It's coming. And good night.
Right on. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Melissa, 13, final thoughts.
Oh, damn. Here we go. I guess my whole point from the entire night would be try to have a little bit of tolerance for something you don't completely understand. If people are getting this butthurt over fucking people that like to watch pony videos and you don't give a shit about what your government is doing, you've got massive problems. And that's going to be my final thought on that.
Sweet. Thanks, Melissa. Let's go to Flavored Cactus. Final thoughts, quickly.
I'd like to say and announce that thank you, Vince, for praying, giving that moment to pray for Goofy Bone. I just got off the phone with Chewbacca, and he should be full recovery and back to release that butter video soon.
Looking forward to it. The one true phenomenon, quickly, final thoughts.
All right, I'd just like to say to all you haters out there, the Bernie community, you just, you know, watch an episode before you talk shit. It just doesn't make sense for you to, like, not know what you're talking about and talk smack about it. And as for the Rule 34 stuff, I don't promote that. That's the dark part of the fandom, and I do agree that that should be abolished. And, yeah, just watch an episode before you talk shit. Thanks, Vince.
All right, thank you. I will watch an episode. I guarantee you I'm still going to hate it. Go ahead, Shadow, final thoughts, quickly.
I actually have watched an episode, and I still absolutely fucking hate it, 100%. You know, it's